Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stunner, versus Kimo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5B. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Crew Cheese.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Cheese, a.k.a. Trevor Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This Grudge Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Crew Cheese, how are you?
I'm good, Lady A. How about yourself?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. How's your week been so far?
Oh, man, I had a hell of a weekend, I must say. I had to go out of town for a funeral. So, you know, that's always hard, you know, to go out of town for a funeral. So I did that all weekend and got back, and, you know, Martin Luther King Day was Monday, and you know, you got right into the thick of things for the most part. How about yourself? How was your weekend?
Well, I didn't go to any funeral, so I had a pretty good weekend, I'll say that.
Okay, well, that's always a good thing not to be attending the funeral.
True.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, as long as everybody's still alive and kicking, it's all good. It's all good. How's the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Keeping you busy?
Always. Every
always.
Minute of my life. But I love it, so I'm not complaining.
Hey, you ain't complaining. That's what he Is he sleeping through the night yet, or he waking you up on like clockwork?
Clockwork, waking me up.
All right, okay. So with that being said, I'm gonna just go ahead and get right into it. That way you can have a little free time on your hands. So with that being said, let me see, my man T5. You see T5 mic open all day?
I don't see him right now. Let me give me just a second. If he's on, I'll open him up. Just a moment.
Yeah. All right. But while she's doing that, meantime, between time, while she's checking to see if T5 got his mic open, I'm gonna go ahead and I want to thank the big man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I attended a funeral this weekend. You know, I just want to thank him for, you know, sparing me to see another day. And the ones is real close to me to see another day. But like I say, like I always say at the beginning of my show, every time, every Wednesday, right about this time, I got to thank the big man upstairs, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him I'm nothing, and none of this would be possible. So I want to give him his props first and foremost. So now I got that out the way. I'm going to go get into my sponsors. I got my sponsors with me this time, so I'm not going to leave anybody out. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. Official sponsors for Team Big Low. First and foremost, DNL Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Horsepower Sales of Miami, Race Fittings, Southern Muffler, Speed and Truck World, Eric's Automotive, AA Performance, TRZ Motorsports, Wilson Manifolds, Applied Nitrous, Obnoxious Racing Apparel, Grudge Inc., Kelly's Racing, Fast by Gas Motorsports, Mr. Ronnie Brown, and last but definitely not least, Remy Martin, VSOP. And y'all know what that's all about. So now that I got that out of the way, T5, what's up, brother?
What's going on, brother?
I can't call. I'm right here with you, bro.
What's going on, man?
I ain't nothing much, man. How your day been, brother?
Oh, you know, at work, trying to get ready to go to the second job. That's counting some wrenches on this car in a few minutes.
Ain't nothing. You working them long hours, boy. Woo! Sound like overtime to me, baby. Sound like overtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all like this. This for everybody in the state of Florida. I can tell y'all this. You know the Empire State Building is in New York, right? I want y'all to do know that, right? But I can tell you one thing. 2013, if y'all ain't getting down with a car in Florida, if y'all ain't coming and joining forces in Florida with Coochie, Big Low, myself, Fast by Gas, 187 Gangsters, I can promise you one thing. We building the Empire State Building in Florida. We going to definitely wreck shop this year. 2013. Guaranteed.
Oh yeah. I was just getting ready to say you working late, so that means overtime. So that means some more of the goodies for the race car and the race team. You know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? We put in extra hours, put in them long hours, and we go to the store and get them goodies for these automobiles, you know, that we take to the track. But we're going to get ready to start back going to the track because, you know, we haven't raced none this year so far. So we got races coming up this weekend down at County Line Dragway. We got a big race. I'm not quite sure the name, but I'm pretty sure somebody will get it to me before the show over. So I can get that information out. Then we got February 2nd up in Palm Beach. But the main thing I hear everybody talking about right now, it's not about County Line. It's not about the U.S. Nationals, and it's not about West Palm Beach. Oh, everything I'm hearing right now is about this February 16th, my main man, Ronnie Brown and Carkey doing their thing at Valdosta, South Georgia Motorsports Park down in Valdosta. I'm hearing so much static about who's going to do what on 28, what truck going to do this, what truck going to do that, who they want, who want who, so on and so forth. I mean, this February 16th race is, I mean, it's going to be it's definitely going to be one of those races you don't want to miss. It's probably going to be just like the race we had over in Bradenton. I mean, I'm hearing a lot about it just in the wind. I'm in the park, so I hear people talking about it. You get online, you see people talking about it. I'm getting phone calls, people talking about it. I mean, everywhere I turn, I mean, Ronnie Brown, he must have, him and Carkey, they must have, I don't know what the hell they did, man, but they got everybody and their mama talking about this race. But before I get into all of that, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know what some of the hype is all about. All right, February 15th, everybody know February 16th is the big race. The 28th is anything on 28. You got 28 G-Body and you got 28 small truck class. The G-Body class is 28 tire, any power adder, G-Body, any suspension, any type of suspension. And for the small truck shootout is any power adder, 28 tire, no wheelie bars, any type of suspension. So both classes' rules are pretty much the same. No wheelie bars, 28 tire, any suspension, any power adder. If you meet them criteria, if you got a small truck or a G-body, there's no reason why you shouldn't be involved February 16th. For Carkey and Ronnie Brown's race over there. The G-Body race is going to be paying $5,000. It's a $5,000 purse they have over there, and they're going to pay back four spots. So I'm going to break that down for those who may not understand what that means. Meaning that they're going to put a purse up for the winner, and the last four cars that make it to the finals, to the semis, rather, are automatic in the money. Win, lose. If you make it to the semis, if you happen to be one of those cars to make it to the semifinal, you're already in the money. You're guaranteed, regardless what happened on the tree, happened in the 60-foot, the 330, the 8th mile, regardless what happened, you are automatic in the money. I mean, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people have these races where the winner take all, and, you know, you got to go for what you know and, you know, every pass, but you ain't got to worry about it. All you got to do is work your way up through the field and make it to the semifinals. That's the semifinals is the final four cars. If you one of those final four cars to determine who's going to be in the finals, you're already in the money regardless what happens. If the sky fall out, you're going to get paid. You know what I mean? So with that being said, that's a good thing. With the small truck shootout, is a $3,000 pot, and they're also going to pay back four spots. So the final four trucks are going to get already in the money. If you make it to the semifinals with your truck, you're guaranteed you're already in the money. So that's going to be a hell of a race. You got all day testing tune and grudge, and I've been hearing a lot about this grudge, who won't this person, and it's going to be got a little surprise. I'm going to talk about not this week, but in the next upcoming week before we get to the show. I ain't going to let the cat out the bag just yet, but we got a little something extra for this race on the 16th. But as I was saying, it's definitely going to be one of those races that you don't want to miss. T5, before I get into that, before I say that, Friday on the 15th, the track is going to be open for evening testing tune. Friday, February 15th, South Georgia Motorsports Park will be open for testing tune, for evening testing tune. Everybody know what the evening is, sometime after 5. 5 on, the track will be open for testing tune for those who are going to come in on that Friday and want to try to shake it down before Saturday, or whatever the case may be, or if you want to come in and park, the track will be open for you to do that as well. So, my main man, Ronnie Brown, Carkey, Fast by Gas, T5, Baldy, Big Low, you name them, Big Hurt, everybody going to be in the building. Florida going to definitely be in the building to shake it up, just like T5 said. We building the Empire State Building this year, 2013 in Florida. So if you from Carolina, anywhere from Indiana all the way over to Texas, and you don't fuck with one of the Florida boys, you know, on his race tip, man, y'all gonna get rolled over, man. And that's real, man. Cause these Florida teams this year, I promise y'all, we got Arsenal coming together. It's gonna be unstoppable. So with that being said, if you don't like it, all you gotta do is lock one us in, and we'll show it to you live and in color. But C5, back to you, my brother.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, man, what you got planned for? What you got on your mind? Well, I ain't gonna say on your mind. What you got on your chest for the 15th, February 15th? You got anybody in particular you looking for, or you wouldn't mind stepping down on February 15th?
Oh man, I mean, it's like this. If I'm breathing, I got breath in my body. I think my main man said it best. PRD. I think we gonna call in and see where the lawyer at, and see if he ready to go to trial. What he gonna do?
Oh shit! Nah, that's what I'm talking about. Damn it, man! We gonna find out if he gonna stand up to be a lawyer or he's just a public defender.
He might be a public defender, but I'll tell you, when we get a show, we gonna definitely find out. And Ronnie Brown, Cocky, I already told y'all, boy, we got something in store for y'all boys. Y'all get ready to put your boots on. I wanna see Cowboy. I wanna see Conkey walk around the track like he be on that Harley with them boots on.
With them boots on, yeah, with them, hey, them boots on, got shaved on the side, gotta make him look a little bow leg.
Yeah, got a little bow leg. Make his old lady tell him he gotta take them off.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up, man. All I know, when Team PRD touchdown in Valdosta, we ain't ducking nobody. Any and every race we get into, we don't care who sit on the side of us, man, y'all, come on. We don't give a fuck what name we pull, who name we pull, how we pull it, how many times we pull it. We don't give a damn.
Coochie, sound like you're trying to say somebody got their swag. Somebody got a little swag back. I ain't got my swag back.
We got a whole new swag. The swag back, we left that back in 2012. 2013, we got a whole new swag.
Better believe it.
We got a whole new swag. So with that being said, I got somebody on the line I need to get to. They might have something they want to add to this or have something they want to dispute. So with that being said, let me get right into it, brother. Mr. Larry.
Okay, how you doing, Gucci?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Mr. Larry. What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, nothing, man. I just had to call in and give my support, man, and check on you. I hadn't talked to you in a little bit. I've been on the show, but... You know, a lot of times y'all get a little deep in what y'all be talking about, and I understand the whole situation, so I just sit back and try to wait for my turn so I can, you know, show you that I'm still supporting the game.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, you did the right thing, Mr. Larry. One thing about my show, all you do, you put that little hand up, and once I recognize that your hand is up and you're ready, and you got something you want to say, you know, hey, I got open mic policy, whatever, say what you want, how you do. As long as you got something going on, hey, I don't got no problem with it, brother. I definitely got a problem with it.
And I know that, and that's one of the reasons why I'm behind your cash, Gucci.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that, Mr. Laff.
Yes, sir.
So you plan on coming down to check my main man, Ronnie Brown and Carkey, out on the 16th, brother?
Yeah, we're planning on also coming before that and then turn around and coming back again. You know, we coming for the fellowship, and that's the bottom line of that. You know, we just want to come and blend in and get in where we fit in and just enjoy ourselves, man, mainly with the drag racing and also with the fellowship, man, you know, because this is what it's all about, crew chief, and this is what's going to make it work out, man. Go ahead. That's what we be about. So we're going to be looking forward to try to participate at least all of these events that go on, that, you know, that's going on down that way.
Oh man, I definitely appreciate it, brother. You said a mouthful, man. That's what it's all about, brother. This supporting one another, because if we don't support one another, it won't happen. You know what I mean? It can't live if we don't pump life into it. So long as we pumping life into these races and coming out, standing behind one another, and standing up in unity, man, this thing will keep going, man, for the next couple generations, brother. You know what I mean?
You got
so
that right.
I definitely appreciate it. Y'all, you plan on bringing the car down with you when you come, or you just
we're bringing the car. We're bringing the automobile.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you in anywhere, any track, anytime soon.
Okay, and I'm going to definitely make sure I run into you. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to make sure I run into you. I ain't had a chance to put the handshake on you yet, but, you know, as long as the good man keep blessing me and you and all the rest of us, man, all of us going to get a chance to do that.
Okay. No problem, bro. You're absolutely right. As long as the good Lord keep blessing our body, we definitely going to run into one another. So I appreciate
that's
that, right. Mr. Larry.
All righty.
Okay, that's what's up. Baby boy, talk to me.
What's happening? What's going on, Coochie? What's happening, Larry?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, before you get into it, baby boy, let me ask you, you wouldn't happen to be by Big Drag, would you?
Actually, I'm not. I actually just came from the gym and just walked in the house and jumped on the phone.
Okay, cool. Okay, no problem. But go ahead. What you got? What you were saying?
I was just calling just to support, you know, show my support and just telling everybody. I just can't wait, man. I'm anxious now. I'm like one of them little kids doing Christmas. I'm anxious. I'm ready to go.
Where you anxious to get to? Tell everybody where you
man,
anxious to get
down
to.
South, Lena, Hattiesburg, Valdosta, Macon, Montgomery. I'm ready to do some traveling. It's cold up here, man. I'm ready to get out of this cold.
Sound like you got a hell of a gas card, man, because that's a lot of traveling you're talking about doing coming from where y'all at.
Well, we got some trucks with a whole lot of gas tanks on them, so... We can fill up and keep it moving.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So what you got lined up, man? Tell everybody what you got lined up.
We still probably be trying to do something with the Nightmare when we get down there. And we just going to see how the weekend falls. And we just mainly coming to have some fun, man. We've been sitting down for a while, so... We just mainly to come have some fun, like Larry Shay, to fellowship with all the other Grudge members and racist period, you know. So, want to come have some fun and kick it.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, man, meeting people. I mean, the first time last year going to Hattiesburg was my first time ever going to Mississippi for a race. I've never been to Mississippi to attend a race, point blank. So for me and the team to go over to Mississippi and see that type of atmosphere at Hub City Dragway, I was like, I was like mind boggled, bro. We came in the gate. This is no exaggeration. We came in the gate and it took us at least an hour just to park.
That's how it be, man. That's how it be.
And I'm talking about it was cars and people. I've never seen that many people in cars in one spot talking about a grudge race, bro. I've never seen that, bro. A grudge race like that, that shit looked like a black man ADRL race or something. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, you know what I mean? But, I mean, they put on a hell of a show over there in Hub City for the Fat Tuesday deal. You know, I always heard a lot about it, and I heard people tell me that. You know, tell us about how packed it is and the turnout and up, and you be like, yeah, right. You know, you think they gassing it up a little bit, but to actually see that for myself, it was mind boggling to me. But I'll definitely be in the building, so I'll get a chance to run into you, Mr. Larry. You going to Hub City, Mr. Larry?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and our baby boy and all of us, man, we're coming down together, man, and we're going to stay. We're going to stay until we can't stay no more.
You're right.
Okay, well. Hey, Crew Chief, we anxious, man. We ready to get down there, man. You know, we coming, like I tell you, we're coming to fellowship, and when we come into fellowship, me and baby boy, me and baby boy had already talked about coming on your show tonight so we could come and support your cast. And when we come down there, we're coming down there to, as well as the fellowship, we're coming to engage.
Oh, that's what it's all about, right? You said the main word, engage. If you got a car, there's no reason why you shouldn't be engaging in racing activity. Because it's something, I don't care, I'm down from a street car to a damn jet car. You got something to race. And you got something to engage with. So it shouldn't be a problem with you definitely engaging with somebody. And not only that, you got 3 days to engage. So
right.
If you don't get it right the first day or you break something, you got time to get it fixed. You got time to test it and make sure it's right. And then you still got time to engage. So you're absolutely right about that. That's going down February 9th. You got Lena Mississippi February 9th. That's going the 10th, 11th, and the 12th at Hub City.
Uh-huh.
4 days of racing.
Yeah, that's Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Like you say, 4 days of racing, a hardcore, getting it down, getting on with the get on. And don't forget, we got the Grudge Ink Banquet going on the 10th in Hub City. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We have the Grudge Ink Banquet. You do not have to be a member to attend the banquet. Come out and support your fellow racers. Watch them receive these nice awards for their accomplishments throughout the 2012 season. Trust me, there's going to be some shockers in there that people are going to be like, okay, well, yeah, I pretty much know who's going to win. And there's going to be some shockers in there. You're like, oh, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of nominees, and we got people. We got, you know, it's gonna be good. It's one of the things you come out and see, like I say, fellowship, mingle, enjoy your evening, and let's just have a good time, man. Like 4 days of good racing, meet some good people, rub elbows with some of these voices you hear on the radio, talk shows, and you know, on YouTube and all this other stuff. So get a chance to meet a lot of interesting people that you never met before, face to face. Personally, so y'all come on out, check us out, Grudge Ink Banquet.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
Hey, I got knocked off, man. I got knocked off. I'm back home. Hey, Mr. Larry.
Yes, sir.
Baby boy, I want to appreciate y'all, man, for coming on, supporting Crew Chief, supporting, you know, his cast and everything, man. I got knocked off, Mr. Larry, when soon as you came on and went to talking, brother. I didn't get a chance to speak to you. And baby boy, same thing to you, brother. So thanks for the support.
For sure.
Anytime, baby boy. Anytime.
For sure.
And we definitely looking forward to, you know, like you said, put that shake on you.
Hey, baby boy.
Since you y'all gonna bring bringing that big drag car over to on the 16th of Austin.
We looking at the schedule, it's going to be pushing it, you know, because that'd be a big turnaround for us. It's up in the air. It's up in the air. You know, me and my uncle haven't really just sat and talked about it, you know. So it'd be really up in the air. Good Lord, let us, you know, some good things happen. You never know. You might see it fall out one of them trailers over there.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're definitely right about that. I was just checking, man. I was going to see if I could try to get y'all some action and stuff. You know what I mean? Try to see if I can get y'all some action going on or, you know, help y'all get some action. You know, that way y'all get some test and tune time on that thing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's coming up. I mean, if we don't come to that race, I know we're going we gonna to make the race in New Orleans and make Edmond Hall in the race. But we know it's been mentioned to come over to that Ronnie Vine race, because I want my uncle to actually come to that track, because Valdosta is one of the best tracks I see right now. And I know if you can't get down Valdosta, you can't get down nowhere.
nowhere. Believe that.
I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. I saw when it was 50-degree weather, and I saw Billy Glidden step away from there like a gorilla. So, and I was standing right behind his car. So I know that's one of the best tracks right now as far as grudge racing or anything. Don't take nothing away from the rest of the tracks, but I love South Georgia Motorsports.
You believe that? One thing about that track over there, they have a nice, smooth concrete surface all the way through and through. I mean, it's wide. I mean, it's wide, it's smooth, it's flat, don't have any crowns in it. I mean, you no dips, no bumps. You can go down there with one thing on your steering wheel and make you go all the way down through the quarter mile and don't have an issue.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. That was one of the premier tracks when it comes to grudge racing. I would 100% agree with you on that. And that's probably why they have the action and turnout that they have when they put on an event. You know, they always put on a good event, give you a good surface to race on. The track is never unsafe. You know what I mean? So we can't ask for nothing more than that. Only thing you can ask for is the good Lord provide us good weather. Well, we don't have rain. Well, we got rain in the forecast, and as long as he give us good weather, man, ain't nothing else we can ask for. They do their job over there. I mean, the staff members over there are great. You know, they're not dicks. They treat you like a person. They understand, you know, your situation, whatever the case may be. But hey, it's all good. That's what it's all about. But when I get over there with that truck, I'm putting the call out right now. So anybody don't like it, you can push the one button, or you can phone a friend, phone whoever you need to phone. When I get over there with that S10, me, Fast by Gas, T5, Big Low, Team PRD, when we get in the building, I promise you we leaving with that belt.
Uh-oh.
So Big Ken, Tony Bond.
That's what I'm talking about. My dog, your swag is on.
Whoever, man, listen, we leaving. We're going to leave with that belt. I hear little Tony, he been bumping on his chest a little bit. Kimo was over there beating on his chest or something about little Tony and this and that and the other, whatever the case may be. But we're going to leave with that belt. And if he stepped the wrong way, he got action too, goddamn it.
Woo!
With that being said, like I said, my two middle fingers up, and y'all know what that means when somebody stick their middle finger up.
So what that mean, Cootie? Are you saying down on his ass?
Man, listen. He put his pants on like I put my pants on. But if he walked and got any bitch in him, any little twitch in his hips when he walked, down on his ass I go.
Woo! Got to be more careful.
Down on his ass I go. And with that being said, I'm gonna go back to these 28 race. They predicting the white boys and Lisa Weston and this one and that another one. But everybody forgot my man Big Low. I predict Big Low walk away undefeated with the money in the belt in that 28 race. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Lethal Weapon.
I'm with you on that.
Fuck him. Lethal Weapon, fuck him. White Boys, fuck him. Goldie, fuck him. Anybody sit on the side of him? I ain't worried about if we making the trip. I ain't worried about if we get off the line. I ain't worried about none of that shit. It's fuck. We going a distance. The whole problem was everybody had their nuts crossed up on my man. Big Low gonna do this. Big Low gonna do that. Big Low gonna blow the towel. Big Low gonna wheel stand. Big Low going on the bumper. Big Low gonna turn sideways. Big Low gonna throw it in reverse. Ain't no more of that shit. Ain't no more of that shit. It's a new day. We ain't testing and tuning. We ain't doing that. We got all the bugs worked out. We got all our issues worked out. Only thing we got to work out is how fast we going on somebody's ass. That's it. So,
you sound a little confident there, Crew Chief.
Man, listen, bro. I listen. They're going to have to see it to believe it. Because they ain't going to realize what done happened to them. But they're going to have to see it to believe it, meaning they're going to have to see it in person to believe it, and then they're going to have to see it again to believe it. A lot of people, well, I'm saying it, don't understand what I'm saying. There's a few people that's listening on the phone understanding what I'm saying. They're going to have to see it to believe it. When they see it, they're going to be like, God damn, Coochie said that shit. So with that being said, if you win a 28 race and y'all pull my man Big Low name, y'all will just come my way. I'm
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. That's come our way, bro. You
come
leave me out. Don't leave me out.
I forgot. Y'all can come our way.
Leave me out.
All y'all got to do.
I want to eat too now.
Don't worry. Hey, you know, we one to one family, one check, bro. We all eat. One eat, we all eat. All y'all got to do is find that U over there. We got the U. It's going to be a U. The U, like the UM, like the U, University of Miami, the U. What represents the U is white, black, and gray. I'm going to say it again. What represents the U? White, black, and gray. You understand what
they
that means,
right?
They
don't understand that, Coochie.
They don't understand that. What represents the U is white, black, and gray. Those are the colors that are going to be them three trailers over there that's going to make that U. Y'all looking for us? Y'all come to that U. When y'all see that white, black, and gray trailer, man, y'all get it on. So February 16th, South Georgia Motorsports Park, anybody, any G-body on 28th, come on. You notice I didn't even say nitrous. I didn't even let that come out of my mouth. I say any G-body on 28th, come on. Change that. Fuck. Chad Henderson. Fuck. Who else we got? What's the dude from up top? Bitzer, Scott Bitzer. Fuck. 28, we own that shit. White boy, I like you. I love you. Y'all do y'all thing. Fuck you too, bro. You got to call it how I see it, man. I got to call it how I see it. It is what it is. Yeah, I got pressure on my chest. Yes, I got pressure on my chest. So, with that being said, how we doing this thing? Anybody got any rebuttal to anything I said? Please be freely to push the one button, and we can discuss this thing or talk about how y'all want to lock this shit up, and we can make it happen. Because at this point in time, I'm willing to lock something in, because we got time to fix it before that time and get ready and get back on your ass with it. So, feel free to lock me in. I had a dude call last week with a Mustang from Louisiana or Mississippi, Alabama, wherever the hell he was from, with 28s and nitrous or whatever he had. Fuck him too. Chemo ain't got balls. So he said Big Low got a big 8, but we don't care nothing about his turbo. Fuck him too. Goddamn. What's the other one name from up that way? Dumb Ye. Boy, you ever put on a set of 29s, I'm going to make T5 baptize your ass. In 2013. If we ever catch Dumb Ye on 29s with no willy balls, I'm going to make T5 baptize his ass. I hope we can catch him on the 16th.
We've been trying to catch him, y'all. Yeah, we've been trying to catch him. He missed us a little bit. We going to get at him.
I'm going to say it again. Baptize his ass.
Ooh-wee.
Oh yeah,
that's
man. Did you not hear T5 say we building the Empire State Building right here in Florida? We're gonna have the first Empire State Building in Florida. I ain't talking about a motherfucking light show. I'm talking about some shit up to the sky. Talking about taller than that shit Terry them on.
Ooh.
And if Terry them happen to direct themselves to South Georgia, I'm gonna make the 187 gangster go up there and baptize their ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. It's pushing down here in Florida, man. We ready for whatever, however.
I see.
Anybody don't like it, get to it. That's all I got to say. Talk to me.
What it is.
Man, what it is.
Hold on.
Let everybody know who this is on the phone, because I know who you is. And T5,
Dirty Red.
Let everybody know who this is on the phone.
Dirty Red, I don't know about the Icy Girl part.
Icy Girl, man. Okay, what's up? Anyway, talk to me, because if you push the one button, you call it, you push the one button and say what? Deposit. That's what it is?
I don't know. I ain't going to say that right now. I'm glad to see that shit go. I'll just let you know, Warner, don't count on one of them, you know, making it to the top.
Man, you got, like, fucked up.
That shit sound really good.
We ain't worried about nothing you got, Dead Red.
Hey, that's the key to it. That's, I don't want nobody to worry about nothing I got. But on the 16th, that's the day they're going to have to worry about it. You ain't going to have no choice.
Man, only thing we worried about with you is letting your mouth overload your ass. That's it.
If that's the case, I'm going to hold over the fuck out of it, because on the 16th, long as we still up, like my man said, long as we still got oil pressure, down on your ass, we going.
If you happen to run out of oil pressure before the 16th, call my man Oscar at PRD Race Engine, 786-302-1115. I'm going to say it again, Oscar at PRD Race Engine, 786-302-1115. And he'll get that oil pressure right where you ain't got to worry about if you're going to have oil pressure. You ain't heard me say oil pressure in daytime, right? You ain't heard T5 say oil pressure in daytime.
I'm praying it. Don't
oil
shit happen.
We got perfect oil pressure.
Yeah,
we got perfect oil pressure. Man, if you quit fucking with this shade tree mechanic, you ain't got to worry about shit happening.
I don't know about the shade tree mechanic part.
Man, if you keep losing oil pressure, that ain't that's that regular ass bottom end they putting together in that motherfucker, man. They got to put good shit down there, man. You keep good oil pressure, man.
Is that going to be the damn problem, boy? It's going to be a lot more of them. So what
I hear somebody got a little background, man.
No, he should be enough for me. Leave me alone.
Like hell.
Lady, could you find that background noise for me, Lady, real quick? But Dead Red.
Yes, sir.
So you said you're going to have, what, 3 trucks? I remember you told me y'all were bringing 3 trucks or something stupid like that.
Yeah, we plan on bringing 3 trucks. We're going to put 2 of them in. 2 of them going to be in the little shootout, you know, in the herd. We're just going to find somebody looking like it.
What the hell you mean by that?
Find somebody looking like it. We got a little run with it. So we supposed to have a little run with it when we get down there. It's a street truck, you know, but we bringing it anyway.
Oh, okay. So I need to bring the blue truck then.
If you still feel like you want, you can bring the blue truck. You damn sure can do that.
Man, listen, man. All I know, the truck blue, man. I don't know how it fits.
Okay. Nah, you can leave the blue truck at the house unless you want to bring it for that green one.
Nah, I got the yellow one for that.
We're going to take care of that, too.
Man. All right, I hear you. Well, when you get ready to lock something in, you let me know, because I'm locking in
a week. When we come from Fat Tuesday, that same week, I'm getting on the show. If I don't give you the money while we down there at Fat Tuesday for the lock-in for the 16th.
That's what I want to hear, right? There.
Dead Red, I bet you don't do that. I bet you don't do that at Fat Tuesday, Dead Red.
Long as everything's still going good, that Tuesday before we leave, I bet you that. I give him that money before I leave.
Hey, Dead Red, do me this favor then. Do me this favor. I ain't going to put our business on the app. Just triple what you owe me in plugs.
Good shit, y'all need to stop that man with this shit.
Hey, I can't stop it, man. Hey, that between you and him now. Hey, that between you and him now. You got to clean your ass.
I don't know what we talking about, but me and you, Dutterer. That's how you laugh.
That's it.
That's how you laughing, see that?
I got you.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. Long everything's still going good, that Tuesday before we leave, Crew Chief, I'm planning on putting some money in your hand because I ain't running it no more until that Saturday.
Man, you told me that shit one time before. Oh, I ain't going to run a truck no more. And then until I get ready to race you, then when I came up there to race you, you told me, oh, we had to blow it up. Come on, man.
Well, she had a problem here. You had a problem too, so, you know. It's two ways.
Whoa. My problem and your problem, for you, I'd have ran that bitch the way it was. I wouldn't worry about you.
Shit. That shit sounded good.
I'd have ran that motherfucker the way it was, man.
That shit sounded real good, though.
Man, I'd have ran that motherfucker the way it was. For that money?
Yeah.
Man, you need to take y'all need to take icy boys off the side of that truck and put ATM, call that the ATM race. But that's all y'all do is ATM. Y'all getting money.
Well, I don't plan on having a lot of money with me to for somebody to shoot at to get it. I don't know if they're going to get it, but you know I'm going to have a lot of it out there for somebody to try to get it.
Man, what you got raced in? Tell us what you got locked in for Fat Tuesday, man. Because if you're going over there, I hope you got something locked in.
I ain't got nothing locked in yet. I got two of them I was trying to lock in, but they don't want to lock in until we get there to the race.
Okay,
that's
so
the new case.
Hey, Crew Chief, don't put that man on the spot like that, man. Leave Dirty Red alone. He's going over there to fellowship and see Mr. Larry and Baby Boy there, man. Leave Dirty Red alone, man. I'm not going to let you do Dirty Red like this on the show, Crew Chief. I'm sorry. I'm not just going to do it. I'm not just going to sit back here and let you do Dirty Red like that.
If you can go back on it, two of them I tried to lock in for that day. One of them is some dude called Gangsta Love, and another dude named, goddamn Mac or something like that. He got a white S10 from out of Mississippi. I tried to lock both of them in for that day. They don't want to lock nothing in until we get there.
All right, ain't no pressure. Hey, Dirty Red, I understand why you going over to CT5. He being a little hard on you. But I understand why you're going over to Mississippi, to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You're going over to Hattiesburg, Mississippi for the same reason everybody used to like to take their car to Orlando Speed World for the shootout. And that's
I ain't done that damn shootout.
To say you was there. I understand, bro. Yeah, man, I'm going over there. I'm gonna go ahead and loosen the front all the way up and just take a picture and hike the wheels up real high. You know what I'm saying? So the shit look good on the picture, man. I understand, man.
That shit sound real good, though, but I guarantee, like you said, 2013, that's all I can say.
Hey, man, I hope 2013 is a better year for you, man. I hope it brings back the old Dirty Red. It's going to be a damn great year. I'm glad you're feeling that way. I like to hear that. That means I got more action. That means I ain't just got to be waiting on you to do something or just got one person to beat up on. Because, you know, go ahead.
What I told you the other week, I said, anytime we meet up at the track, you got extra from me all year long.
No problem. So that means if you get about off the Friday, we can go ahead and scratch off Friday.
We can do it that Friday, and that Saturday.
Listen, I'll do you scratch off the trailer Friday.
I ain't too many races, I ain't ran straight off the trailer, so I like that straight off the trailer shit.
Man, I'll come straight off the trailer and do you Dirty Red.
That's a bet. That'll be our lock-in bet for that Friday. Once we leave, with that Tuesday, before we leave Fat Tuesday, I'm going to give you the lock-in money for that day, and you coming straight off the trailer that Friday.
Okay, I tell you what. Okay, I ain't got no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that. So now, being that we gonna do that, I'll make it even a little sweeter. Is any one of them trucks the two trucks that you bringing, are you putting them in a shootout?
I'm putting one of them in it. Yeah.
Okay. So if whoever loses the race can't get in the shootout. Now you wanna add that to it?
That's a bet.
All right. I ain't got no problem with that. I like that.
That's a bet.
I'll do that. We'll do that Friday. And the loser Friday, we can grudge Saturday, but you can't get in the shootout.
That's a bet. That sounds good to me.
That's all right.
I know we'll get one of them four places in.
Shit. You already know.
Only way you get four. That already, you write that shit on your window.
Well, it ain't gonna be shit rolled on mine because I'm planning on getting number one. I'm planning on winning it all with either one of the trucks.
Oh, you know what? Though, my main man, Eddie. Do have them letters for your ass, though. Now, you want number one, I will have Eddie to print you up with number one. You want a slime green number one?
I got a lime green 19 on mine.
Okay, so we don't just take the 9 off and just leave the 1 on there?
Yeah, for the number one S10.
Because that's the only number one you going to get on that motherfucker.
Where the 16? We damn sure won't see.
Hey, Cooper.
I'm
glad you locked him in off the trailer, boy, because you know Dirty Red. If he sees something he don't like, boy, he get a little hissy.
Well, I ain't worried about that. I'm almost want to go off on the limb and say Dirty Red gonna pay the Punk out anyway.
Man, that's a damn lie. Hey, none of that gonna be paid this year. I'll run that bitch her kind of track before I pay a Punk out.
Okay, we gonna see. Now remember what you just said. So with that case, so with what you just said, lock me in right now, then, goddamn it. You said you were running that bitch hurt. You just stuck your foot in your mouth.
You just stuck your foot.
No. Lock me in right now. You just stuck your foot in your mouth. You said you were running that bitch hurt before you pay a Punk out. So lock me in that we lock
running,
me in.
Running against you, I will run that bitch hurt before I pay the Punk out.
Okay, no problem. That shit sounds good. Lock me in. I want to lock that up.
So what, hold on, what, how you trying to, what you mean locking it up now?
What the fuck you mean? You said we gonna race Friday.
Straight we gonna run Friday and Saturday.
Listen,
because once I get on your ass Friday,
man,
I know you gonna want to run again Saturday.
No. You said Friday. I don't worry about the negative effect. So you said you were running being hurt. So I want you to lock me in now before I straight off the trailer and lose it, don't get in the race.
I ain't gonna lock in until we leave Fat Tuesday. How many locked in races you got for that day?
For when?
For February 16th.
Shit, I got all the motherfuckers locked in. Any bitch wanna lock in, got a truck, come on.
You ain't got nothing locked in though.
Man, I will lock any bitch, I will lock any small block 28 truck in on the premises on 16. I don't give a fuck about now one of them bitches.
We definitely gonna see. I don't know what the day that is, but that Tuesday we gonna see. I'm putting the money in your hand.
Let me say it to you again. When I come through the gate, I'm locked with any small block small truck. On 28 no wheelie bar nitrous. Any one of them, just, I'm a rock. When I come through the gate, I'm automatically locked. But any one of them come and say, let's do it. I'm a rock. You got me.
Well, I ain't gonna say it like that. Any motherfucker on a 28 in an 18 truck, you can have wheelie bars in there. Some bitch, I don't give a damn. Big block or small block.
That's you. I said what I said.
I know that what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying.
I know that shit sounds real good, but watch what I show you. I ain't told you nothing, Dirty Red. I ain't told you nothing yet, but watch what I tell you. On the 16th, when I'm down there, it's not going to be one S10 in the damn track that ain't going to get drawn on by me. I guarantee you that.
Well, make me
Crew Chief, make sure we
leave all the pens and the papers at home, because if he say just draw it on, shit, anybody can go walk up to the bitch and draw that motherfucker. Which I'm actually right.
Believe that.
It ain't going to be now that I ain't going to open my mouth to it after do they want to damn do something. I say it like that then. Not one.
Okay. You're doing it the wrong way. That's not how you do race. This grudge race, the first time. We all grudge race. What you do is, you come to a person's trailer and say, I got 500 locked in, head up, me and you, and you give them a time. That's how you do it. Now, if a person back up from that point on, they don't want to race. But I guarantee, if you come over there to the U, if you come to that U, man.
I already know I'm coming to the U. I ain't worried about that. I know you going to race. I already know that. We're going to run that Friday and Saturday, probably two or three times.
Man.
Because you're going to be trying to figure out what the fuck wrong with your truck.
No.
Dirty Red.
That's what you're going to be trying to figure out what's wrong with your shit.
And you come back to Hey, listen, when you come back to that U, you're going to be coming back for some advice or some motherfucking parts. I can promise you that shit. And you ain't coming back talking about no race. I can promise you that. You're going to be coming back looking for that little short Spanish dude with the O on his shirt. The big O.
Well, if I be coming to that U, it's going to be either kicking up with some money. Or either give me some spark plugs.
Or we gonna give you the PRG name, card, and telephone number.
Then what I'm gonna do?
How you know I ain't already got it?
Oh, hold Coochie, hold Coochie, hold Coochie. Hey, Dutter Red.
You know. Let's be a man about this now, right? No, all jokes aside, no bullshit. Now we talking about the race. Listen, no matter when you race, how you race, what year you decide to race coochie, right?
Yeah.
You know we got a little policy now. We tattooing bitches for 2013, right?
Okay.
So when coochie strap that yellow strap across your ass, that come with a PRD sticker.
That's
to put on your truck.
Okay, so can I make up my ass now?
Yeah,
once I tap crew T ass, he gonna put I have to put an icy boy stick on here.
Okay, that sounds fair.
I ain't got no problem with that, bro. Hold on. For all the listeners that didn't comprehend what you said, explain it to them what's gonna happen in 2013.
We tattooing bitches this year, man. We tattooing. When we sit beside you and we grudge for any kind of money, it could be $100 or $50. It come with a tattoo. We just taking that money for a tattoo. Cause fast. One thing about Eddie gonna have them stickers on deck. So we tattoo you. If you want a better little cash in the shootout, anytime you sit beside any one of those cars with PRD on it. Man, when we tattoo your ass, you come with a price to pay, bro.
I mean, you got wet ass sticker. We gonna put that PRD sticker on your shit.
If you get by me, I want two of them motherfuckers.
Well, don't worry.
You don't
about
have
it.
To worry about that. We gonna have them in every color, shape, form, whatever you want, Jerry.
I want two of them if that motherfucker get by me.
You want two of them? What you want? Them green and black, or just all green?
I want a green one and black one on each side of my damn truck if that's something they get by me.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, your friend is our wish. Don't worry.
Don't believe that. That shit you doing, hey, set it. That shit you doing, we did that shit last year, man.
Well, I'm bringing it back. It's 13. I'm bringing it back, man.
Man, that shit you doing, we did that last year, boss.
I'm going to do it this way, though.
Hey. When you were sitting around on the guardrail, looking at us make hits, yeah, that shit you doing now, that's that shit we were doing then. So you know what that means.
So you know what that means.
You're behind time.
Do it right if I'm bringing it back.
No, that means you behind time.
Thank you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Talk to me.
What up, crew chief?
Oh, talk to me, brother. What's good? What's up, to you, man?
G shot.
I know who it is, but when you said, can you hear me? I know who you was.
Shit, nothing, man. Let me pull off the side of the road so I don't get so much road noise. I'm on the road trying to make that dollar, man.
Oh. Yeah, get that money now. Get that money. What you drive? You drive a rig or something, G-Shop?
Do what?
You drive a rig?
Nah, man. I run a route. I buy and sell catalytic converters. For a living.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm doing.
Catalytic converter cores is what I do, but I deliver a couple cars here and there. And that's what I'm doing right now. Delivering a couple.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But, down at Ronnie Brown's, man, we definitely bring in an S10 to run in the shootout.
Do it got a small block?
Small block on 28. With stock
no willy bars.
On stock suspension. No willy bars on stock suspension.
Hey, G-Shot, you know what that means, G-Shot.
Down on your ass we go.
Nah. You know what that means, G-Shot. That shit sound good. That shit sound good, but you know what that means, right?
What that mean?
That means your ass ain't safe. You ain't safe now.
Yeah, I know. That's,
hey,
you don't want to be
cool.
Safe.
Hey, we can
G-Shop finna get one of those tattoos, Scoochie. That's all that matters.
G-Shop, I'm telling you, you ain't safe now. Y'all see, I'm gonna tell you, man, y'all don't understand what Ronnie Brown done did, man. Ronnie Brown done tricked y'all, man. Ronnie Brown done tricked y'all, man. I'm telling him and Carkey, I gotta call them motherfuckers Pinky in the Brain, man. Cause them motherfuckers, you don't let them motherfuckers trick y'all, man. Yeah, he done let them trick y'all to bring an S10 to goddamn Vidal to where Coochie's gonna be at and fans by their ass. T5 and D1. Oh, man. Y'all got to be crazy.
All I was really wanting to know is how much is it to win first place?
It's a $3,000 pot, and it's paying back both spots. What the actual breakdown is, I'm not 100% sure at this point in time because I don't. Hold on. That's a lot. Hold on. I can answer that question. Hold on. 2 seconds. I'm sorry. Let me get him a phone real quick.
Hey, Coach, you think it late? Can we get Lady A to get Mr. Runny on? Or is that too late?
No, it ain't too late. Lady A, if you there, could you get Mr. Ronnie Brown on the phone? And Mr. Ronnie Brown, if you there, could you push the one button for me, sir?
Okay, just a moment.
Okay, while she's doing that, G-Shop, I'm looking in my phone here, trying to get the info that you asked for. But,
Hey, Scrooge, we probably better off getting Cocky on the phone, you know, see if we can get Cocky on. If we can't get Mr. Ronnie, see if we can get Cocky on.
Okay. She's probably in the private room trying to get Mr. Ronnie on. Let me see if she can get him on. If not, I have a get Cocky on. But why you worry about what it pay anyway, G Shot? You gotta come see me, man. I'm telling you, man, you got to come see me.
You shouldn't be worried about
the pot, man. You got to worry about getting past a few good men. Don't worry about Dirty Red, because he's in the way. If you want somebody to piss on, you know what I'm saying, you lock in with Dirty Red. That's easy money. That's ATM racing. I'm sorry, that's Icy Boys racing.
Okay, don't get that man fucked up.
Man, this your boy. This your main man, Coochie, telling you this lie. If you're looking for somebody to test on, you go over there and holler at you looking for that lime green truck.
I'm the test dummy.
You the crash dummy. You ain't the test dummy. You the crash dummy.
hey, Dutty Red, do you wear the helmet or you don't wear the helmet when you get crashed, when you in that crash?
I don't wear the helmet.
He don't wear the helmet. That's why he talks sideways the way he talks, because we know he ain't not knowledge sense me. He ain't got no sense, G-Shop. Hey, but you go find that green truck. They got it painted green for a reason. It's painted green because it represents a turtle. And everybody
that's
know
it.
What our fans turtles are.
I think I seen a green slug the other day.
See, there you go. I guarantee you, Dirty Red going to be the slowest one in the bunch.
I guarantee I am, too.
Hey, he might do the most racing, but he's going to be the slowest one in the bunch.
I guarantee I'll be the slowest one in the bunch, too.
No problem.
But long as I get by that little yellow truck, I'll stay the slowest one.
Man, shit.
Because I promise you, you're going to be trying to figure out, man, what in the fuck is wrong with my truck. I know something wrong.
Hey, Dead Red. One time for our listeners, Dirty Red. What color the truck is again?
Lime green.
No. What color crew chief truck is?
It's yellow. The little yellow short foot.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, crew chief, he shouldn't know the yellow short foot. That's the one he owns all the time.
That's the one he owns. I just got off it.
He's going to pick me back up in the morning at 6 o'clock.
He rode that bitch all his days the whole time he was in school. He rode the yellow. He rode the short yellow bus with a helmet on. But nevertheless, Dirty Red, I promise you. You talking that, man, that shit you talking, bro? Man, listen.
I know the shit sound real good. That shit sound good as a motherfucker.
That shit don't sound good to me. That sound like
that
bullshit.
Shit sound,
you know
that shit sound good as hell. I know it sound good over there on your end.
Hey, Dirty Red, it's 2013, and I got a 2014 bullshit meter, and you just hit the highest number on that motherfucker, bro.
Let me stay on the highest number. But I guarantee you, on the 16th, you'll be taking me down.
Okay, well, hey, G-Shot, I got the information that you were looking for, G-Shot.
I did it wrong.
Hey, Desiree, one thing you did say that was the truth. Cool Chief gonna damn sure take your ass down.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be done. He gonna take me down through the track. That's what he gonna do, but I'm gonna be in front.
Man, you ain't seen front in a year and a half, Desiree, on nothing.
Okay, well, like I said, we gonna damn see. We damn sure gonna see.
Hey, Better red.
Hey, and my new year already don't start it off good, so, you know, I got to keep it flowing.
Better red. This is what I want you to do, man. When you get over there to Lena, Mississippi, and Hub City, Mississippi, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to go pick on no S10. No S10. I want you to go find you a Cutlass or a Regal with a small block in it. You feel me? Small block, maybe one or two systems on it, and get you some shakedown, some practice time. You know, get all that out the way. That way, when you get the bot off, I just want you to come straight off the trailer.
I'm coming straight off on your ass.
That's what I want.
Straight off on your
ass. I want it just like, you know how you be in the room with the girl, you know what I'm saying? You meet the girl and y'all getting ready to do y'all thing. How you come straight out the shower and go straight to her. Yeah, that's what I want. Oh, but I don't want you out the shower. I want you straight out the trailer. Come straight out the trailer and push that bitch to the line.
Damn sure what I'm doing. And watch me work.
I guarantee when that yellow bitch leave and motherfucking you running out and we running down through there, I guarantee you put that bitch in neutral looking for another gift.
Yeah, I'm going to put that bitch in neutral at the 330 and coke off the line in front of your ass. That's
yeah,
what I'm going
right.
to do. Hey, T5 still on?
Yeah, T5 on. He probably got a phone muted, but he on. He hear you loud and clear.
I'm gonna get T5 one of them stickers. When that damn tree fall, I want to put it on the back of your damn truck. Ain't no need to wait till we get Ryan now. What sticker?
Hey,
an ice and sticker. I wanted to put it on the back of your damn truck when that tree falls. Ain't no need to wait till we get Ryan now to put it on there.
Hey, listen, man. You 60 foot race. Okay, no problem. No, man.
I'm 60 foot race.
Man, if you 60 foot racing, what the hell are you gonna do the other 600 feet? What the hell are you gonna do them other 600 feet?
That one's gonna kill you right there.
Man, you got life fucked up, man.
I got it.
I told you that.
Hey, Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
Crew Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
Yeah, this is Donye. I hear you keep calling my name, man. You must want to lock in.
Man, you got to ground race, you damn right. You goddamn right,
man.
I want to lock in. You bring
man,
that bitch in and out. Listen, we ain't got no Willie Bars.
And
listen,
for
a whole
week,
Pro T5. Right off the top,
man.
T5.
Gonna
blitz your ass. What?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
You want to lock in for Lena, man?
I want to lock in for February 16th and run the ground race. Head up, 8 mile, Pro Tree, 29, no Willie Bar, Nike.
I'm not coming back down there for that. I'm not coming back down there for the week. The week.
Okay, well, how much money we got to bet to get you there?
What'd you say?
How much money do we have to bet to get you there?
All you do is pay for me to get there, and I'm going to be there.
Okay, how much it take for you to get there?
About $1,500.
All right, well, add that shit to the motherfucking pot. You got us. No problem.
No, we don't add that to the pot. I need that up front. And then we can go from there. We can bet whatever.
Okay.
Now, if you want it for free, I'll be in Hattiesburg and Lena, and you can get it.
It ain't gonna never
Coochie,
be
who that
never.
Is, Coochie?
Man, that's Dumb Yates, man.
Oh, shit.
What's going on,
Dumb Yates? What's
happening over there? It's T5.
Oh, what's happening, man?
That's, man, you on your, what you
I'm
on your beating it up, man. I hear you beating your chest a little bit.
No, I ain't beating my chest. I've been getting a whole lot of people texting me. You know, Coochie be hollering. He be hollering my name a lot. I guess he, you know, he got a little man crush on me or something. So,
okay,
so
you say
y'all
going
to count me up, and I'm looking for the trouble.
Okay, so were you coming to run about a race or no?
No. No.
Okay.
We going to be in Hattiesburg later the week before, and I ain't going to turn around and come right back. I can't do it.
Man, for the money, a motherfucker jump across the moon.
No, well,
Listen, man. I just seen a couple months ago a motherfucker just motherfucking fell, goddamn skydive 11 miles over top of the earth for that money. Goddamn, you can't motherfucking drive a couple hundred miles. A couple hundred miles to get to
hey,
money.
Hey, man. A couple
man,
hundred. You're talking 1,000 miles. That's 2,000 miles round trip for me, man. That ain't right down the street.
I know that.
Okay, hey, down the street.
Okay, well, I tell you what, Damier, what's gonna be the next place you gonna be besides Lena, Mississippi? You going to Mike Ray?
I don't know.
You going to Mike Ray?
When is that?
I don't know. Tell me where the next race you gonna be at that we both gonna be at.
Well, at this point, I don't even know. I ain't even looked at no schedules to see when the next race is.
Well, I tell you what, there you go, Dummy. Why don't you go ahead and look at the schedule so you don't gotta, you know, we ain't gotta go through all that, and we go ahead and make it happen. We like you're supposed to do. Just go ahead and lock it in and make it happen.
Where the next place y'all gonna be?
I'm gonna be in West Palm Beach on the 2nd. I'm gonna be County Line this weekend. West Palm Beach the 2nd. And I think after that we're gonna be the runner brown race.
What you got going after that?
I don't know. I only got that on my memoir so far.
Oh, okay.
See, but if you
we're gonna be in the same. We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna be in the same place at the same time real soon.
Man, you said that shit in for Bradenton, and your punk ass ain't even show up.
Man, I didn't say that for Bradenton. I said yeah, I may not come, motherfucker.
Now, you did say
you
that.
You did say you were going to be in Bradenton.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Now, if you want to really know how the conversation went, T5 was supposed to call me and tell me he was going to be there. He never called. He was supposed to get with me.
Hold on, sir. I did. I called you.
You called me?
Listen, hold on. I never had your phone number. Whoever Coochie's got on the show called you, and you said you couldn't talk at the time. So you was going to call back the next day, and you never called back. Coochie, who called Dumb Yates, and he said he couldn't talk at the time?
I had Beers calling.
Okay.
Well, why you ain't tell Beers? Why you ain't relay the message to Beers? Beers right here. You can call me anytime.
Man, listen, bro. Listen, Dumb Yates. Dumb Yates. You was on the phone. You said that.
Me and T5 talked after we even got off the line.
Yeah.
Oh, and you did. We did. I think Big Greg was on the phone with T5.
Hey man, T5 told me he wasn't sure if he was gonna be there. He gonna call and let me know.
I said, you couldn't talk.
Oh well, I mean, you didn't say, this T5. No, the show probably called me and asked me if I could talk. I probably couldn't talk at the time.
No, he called you and told you that we was on the phone, brother.
Whoa! Fuck all that. It's 2013. We trying to go to your ass, man.
I want y'all to.
Man, you take the Willie bars off and put some scraps and 29s on that motherfucker.
And we gonna, I'm gonna let C5 baptize your ass. I'm gonna let C5 baptize your
ass. I like
that,
man. I want him to.
Man, you said,
I want him to.
You said you would not be
scared
about him.
Matter of fact, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna be in Bradenton, the last, probably the last part of March. We could do it in Bradenton. We ain't gotta wait to no race.
Yeah, I don't. What are you? Don't fuck. We don't. I don't have a fucking problem with that.
So last part of March, I'm gonna be in Bradenton.
Man, as long as we ain't got nothing on the schedule, bro. Man, we will accommodate your ass. Listen. As long as T5 ain't got to work, he ain't across the country somewhere on his job, man, you got action, boss.
I like all that,
what
man.
You looking for.
I like all that.
Hey, that's just, man, you don't scales with that, man. You got them
hey, man.
Up there fool with that.
Listen real good what I'm finna tell you. When we hook up, right? When we make this date, I want you to bring Big Low with you. Don't leave him at home. Bring Big Low too.
That's not a problem. We always travel in the pack, goddammit. You ain't got
okay.
that to worry about. You didn't even have to ask for that. So he would come anyway.
Okay.
And we
did
okay.
some rules over here.
Man, we were coming anyway. We were coming anyway just in case you got any one of your other soldiers decided they want to step up to the mic. We'll bear their ass too. You'll get tattooed, so
y'all want a class race. Y'all don't want a grudge race. Y'all want a class race. Y'all want to pick and choose what a motherfucker got to put on their car. That's class racing, man.
Oh, man.
Now, if y'all want to just grudge, we're going to bring it.
Listen, put 29s on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm gonna have on.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, don't pick and choose for what nobody
but
else got.
That's what you're gonna have on. What the
if
fuck
y'all
you
want to
me?
Go with one of the other cars, y'all just get y'all ass to the line.
Man, listen, bro. If we put big tires and rear bars on any one of them cars, you can't stay there, bro.
Put them on T5 and get y'all ass to the line. Put them on Big Low and get y'all ass to the line, man.
Man, listen, bro.
Put him on Big Low, I'm going to ring your head up, motherfucker.
You put the, man,
out the back door.
Man, when you think we're scared of that, man, you got to be crazy. Man.
I know y'all not, man. I didn't see y'all do it. I know you not.
Man, listen, bro. Listen, man. Listen, dumb yay. I'm going to tell you like I told Daddy Red. That shit you're doing, you done did that
man,
shit last
crew
year.
Crew chief, listen here, man.
What?
Hey, man. Stop calling my name until we can lock in, man.
Hold on one second, Coochie. So what you saying, dummy? You said I'm going to put big tires and wheelie bars on my car. You want to run it like that?
If you want to do that, yeah, we're going to run it up. Yeah.
Nah. You heard it or not. He's talking about if you want to do that. Nah. He asked what he want to do. He asked you, do you want him to do that?
Man, you just tell me how he coming, man.
Man, you already know I'm on 29, but you just was telling my man that we trying
okay,
to tell
no,
you
how
to
get
I'm asking
he
you
got off, no, he got off into something else. No, he got off into something else. I'm on 29, too, with no Willie bars.
Man.
That's how we need to talk about what
day
you're
going to
be ready.
T5, that's how we, 29, no Willie bars. That's how we going.
All right.
Nice. Quit ducking, goddammit. Now you're going to make up another excuse.
What excuse? Is it an excuse because T5 can't get the lean? Is that an excuse?
Yeah.
Or is the excuse I can't get the Ronnie Brown's race? Which one is it?
Listen, bro. Hey.
I'm just saying, which one is it?
Anyone you want to pick,
who got the excuse?
On,
me
and
him.
Anyone of them
who
you
got the excuse?
Put on. You?
Man, listen.
You got these,
hold on,
what?
Man. Didn't you tell me you gonna be in Lena?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Lena.
You gonna have the car there?
No, I'm not gonna have the car. I told y'all that last week and the week before that and the week before that. I'm gonna be there without a car.
You ain't tell me that.
If you were on the show, you heard me say I'll be there without a car. because my team that weekend is
okay.
going to three different.
Well, players. I mean, I just asked you. Now you told me. Now I know.
Okay, that's what's up.
No, oh, that's it. There ain't nothing to talk about. There ain't nothing to talk about.
So, we're going to do something. End of March. So, we good? We're going to do something around the end of March. As long as T5 ain't across the country somewhere. No problem.
Right.
We got that.
Yeah.
Head up, 8 Mile Pro Tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I ain't got no problem with that. So, now anything else you got to say?
Listen here, man. When I'm ready, I'm gonna call Biz. He's gonna call you personally.
Okay,
if you
Biz
can't
got
talk,
my number.
I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back
Biz
until
got,
I can
Biz
talk
got,
to you.
Listen, I ain't got no problem with talking. My phone open 24/7, but that's why I work off my phone. Biz got my number.
No,
Biz
I'm,
got my
I'm just saying,
number.
Man. When I'm ready,
listen to you. I listen to you, I want you to listen to me. Biz got every number in the world to get in contact with me. So it ain't no problem with him getting in contact with me.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. So as soon as I know what day, I'm going to call you. We're going to see what's on your schedule.
That ain't no problem.
All right. We good. We know what
we
it
good.
Is.
We know what time it is. That's what it's all about. See, that's what these shows are designed for. To get the north, to come to the south, or get the south to go to the north, or just get us all together to meet in the middle and get some action going. You know what I'm saying? A little shit talking in the process, but it's all good. Donye, he's good for the game. You know, everybody on this phone good for the game, you know, as long as we bring in action. So, you know, we definitely trying to get something going. Like I say, 2013, we building an Empire State Building down here in South Florida. So don't get it twisted. We Team Florida, Team TRD. Team Florida, period, as a whole, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way down to the Keys, we're going to force to be reckoned with. So,
Coochie, you ain't shit, man.
Man, yeah. I know. No problem.
Donye, you on the air?
Yeah. Man, it's me. Man, with me and T5, we supposed to have a little date back in last year. That's when I messed up the car. I wrecked the car. So it didn't happen. So it's going to come. It's bound to come.
Hey,
Donye, you sound like you got these motherfuckers in check right now. I got on the phone and you on this motherfucker like you got them in check. Listen, none of that boy got you motherfuckers down here in check.
Kimo, give me a minute. I got a brief intermission. I got to put this out. I got information that G-Shot was looking for. G-Body
okay.
Race, the payout for G-Body Race is going to be $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 to the runner-up, $500 to the two people that lose in the semis. So if you make it to the semis and lose, you would guarantee at least $500.
Hmm.
And
What's that, 28? That's on 28?
Yeah, 28, no Willy Bars, any power adder, G-Body.
Any suspension?
Any suspension. 28. Any power out of no wheelie bars. As long as you got 28 G body with no wheelie bars on it, you win the money. So that's going to be that. And for the small truck shootout, it's going to pay $2,000. I think it was $2,000 to the winner. $2,000 to the winner. $500 to the runner up and $250 to the two people that lose in the semi. So that's what the deal is for G Shop and everybody else who was wondering what the four spots was paying back to. That's $2,000 for the winner, $500 for the runner up, $250 for the if you make it to the semis. And for the G-Body, it's $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 to the runner-up, and $500 for the if you make it to the semi. So if you make it to the final four cards, you're guaranteed at least $500 with the G-Body. If you make it to the final four, with the small truck and guaranteed at least 250. So, Dirty Red, I look forward to you to not to be nowhere now, no, not to be nowhere near the money. So don't worry about your 250.
That's right.
Because it ain't gonna be happening.
That's right.
Nah, back to Chemo. I think he want to beat on his motherfucking chest.
Yeah, I ain't trying to beat on my chest, but I just heard Don Ye had this motherfucking board on check. I mean, you know me.
Man, Don Ye ain't had this on check. Don Ye trying to motherfucking shake the bushes to see what motherfucking tree he was going to hide behind. When all them bitches moved out of the way and he was left standing there, he had to make a call on some shit, so that's all he did. But he ain't had nobody. He ain't had nothing in motherfucking check to set the record straight.
Well, yeah, you ain't just had him in check, man.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. I
got him in check, the motherfucking thing.
Truth, yeah, hey, it spoke for itself, didn't it?
Yeah.
I ain't got a comment on
it. Look at this goddamn motherfucking bipolar motherfucker here, somebody that spoke for itself. You couldn't speak for yourself, goddamn it. You got everything. You couldn't speak for yourself. Everything you had to say, you had to run it by Biz first. God damn it. Oh, Biz right here next to me. What do you say now, Biz? Yeah, tell him this right here. Okay, this right here. Yeah, tell him go left. Go left. Tell him go right. Go right. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. Oh, your goddamn.
Man, listen here, man.
Put you in the
you
back.
Put
your ass in the back.
He's scared of boys up there with that shit, man. He's scared of boys up there with that shit, man. Man, he ain't gonna put a motherfucking thing nowhere. He scared y'all up there.
Well,
he don't scare us down here with that shit, man.
They
bringing in the truck from up that way.
Say what? They better not bring their S10, Chevy Love, Ford Ranger. They better not bring no small trucks from up that way. If they do, it won't be on 28th, and it gonna have Willie bars. Them bitches bring a small block truck with big size and wheelie bars on it. Somebody they want to get in deep. They want to get in the small truck race. Tell him, man. Listen, bro. Come on, man. Wheelie bars? Really, cuz? Really? Really? Man, we got pole bars down here that don't even touch them motherfuckers, man. Them motherfuckers get the fuck on and don't even touch their wheelie bars. This man got a G-body with 33s on it and wheelie bars. Who in the fuck do that? That man running some outdated ass shit, man. Who the fuck do that, bro? Really? Come on, man. Come on, Kevin. Come on,
yeah,
Kevin.
I mean,
if you were smart, he'll take that shit off and get that shit together and run on top of them clowns up there, man. All them boys with them willy bars and run on top of their ass, man. On top of their ass, because they'll look at him and say, you ain't got willy bars, and he'll get paid every fucking day. Man, that man behind time, man. Y'all let that man fool y'all with that shit if you want to, man. Only thing, the best thing Don Ye got on him is a pair of lips. Keep bumping his gun to keep his ass from raking. That's it. And all the rest of that shit he got, that shit don't scare nobody. Not from down here. Especially nobody in office. Anybody got a PRD under their head, man, you don't scare nobody with that shit.
Hey,
like I said,
crew chief.
Yeah.
What's your truck weight, man? You know, roughly.
Man, it's way what? I don't know. I got to look at the title on the motherfucker. Why?
Because y'all be talking about the y'all trucks and stuff, man. Them trucks don't weigh as much as our cars up here, man.
Man, you won't bet nothing, man.
He won't bet that.
I bet you won't. I'm telling you, you won't bet.
How much y'all call? How much them car weigh? You talking about?
Man, my car, class car, that motherfucker, I got it out of class car. That bitch, 3,300 pounds, man.
You goddamn lie. You got a Mustang. You got a Mustang that's 3,300 pounds. You an asshole.
Yeah.
You got, whoever you bought it from, they fucked you, dog. You need to go get your money back, bro. That's part of why
you ain't listening to what he's saying, Cruci. He said it's a class car. He put the weight in the motherfucker.
I can't take no weight out of my car, man. I got all.
No, you ain't taking that. Not you put weight in that motherfucker. Ain't no Mustang with 33 years.
Believe that. Ain't no fucking Mustang with no 33
How much you want to bet?
How much you want?
You got a Mustang weigh 33.
Listen, man.
Don't he say that, Rick? Nah, we got a class car that we run in a class, and that motherfucker ain't no 33 until we add weight to it.
Listen, man.
But
I
don't got carbon fiber doors and plastic windows, man.
Ain't no problem. Everything.
Hold on, man. Hold the fuck up, man. Listen, let me break something down for you, partner. My homeboy got a fucking Mustang hatchback with no fiberglass on that bitch but the hood. Twin turbos with all the same shit you got in Mo, and his fucking car don't weigh that much.
I bet it do. How much you want to bet?
Man.
Hey, Christy, somebody welded some shit up on his car when he didn't know it. He didn't know where the weight came from.
Okay.
Listen, man.
Hey,
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead, man. I'm listening. Tell me. I come down there and I bet you. I come down there and I bet you $1,000 that I'm over 3,200 pounds.
Oh, now he's dropping shit to 3,200.
It might be. What kind of Mustang he got, Coochie?
Man, before it was 33. Now he done dropped down 100 pounds.
But it depends who's sitting in the car, man. Now I'm damn near 300 pounds, man.
So
and
you
look,
call
Tony,
weight for that bitch
like, no, it's 33 and some change when I'm sitting in there.
You don't drive.
Well, Tony sitting there.
But you don't drive the car.
You don't drive the car.
Little Tony's still 250 pounds. Man, little Tony ain't 250.
Little Tony ain't no fucking
Tony.
Little Tony's not 250. I don't know who the fuck.
Tony at least 220 pounds, man. Tony at least 220.
Man, I'll give him that. He about 220.
Tony ain't 220.
You are God. Yeah, he is. He tall, man.
Man, little Tony ain't.
Little Tony ain't six foot. Now, what you want to bet, Kimo, all you got to do is get him on the phone.
Let me see. Nah, man.
Mayday. Listen, Kim and Cold Killer ain't too much different in weight, and Cold Killer ain't 225 nothing.
Shit, Cold Killer at least 225, 215, man.
Lock that in.
Hey, Kimo, hold on. Fuck all that, bro. What up? All this shit you saying, what it got, what, how does that pertain to racing, bro?
Man, Kimo smoking,
okay,
man. It's the weight, man. I'm saying, y'all be hollering about our cars with Willie Bob and stuff. We ain't hollering about the weight. I mean, hell, Little Red Riding Hood, man, they bagged that bitch down. I seen from the top of the truck, straight through the floor and that shit. I mean, get in that motherfucker.
Man,
I seen from the top of the car to the ground.
Let me ask you this one question. I'll give you a simple yes or no question. Is anybody from that camp on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
No. So why the fuck are you talking about Little Red Riding Hood? They're not even on the phone. So why are they fucking
in your car?
Right,
you got the truck just like Little Red Riding Hood, right?
No, the fuck I don't. I got an S10, but it ain't like that.
How you gonna dog your truck, man?
what you trying to say your truck weigh though?
They light, man.
My truck is heavy as hell. I don't know where you get that light. You can get them light. I got my toes gutted out on my truck, leg fan on both of my windows and the back window, and I got the heavy windshield in there, and my truck's still heavy.
Don't tell them nothing, man. They look at it because they see that shit small and that shit look like it's compact. No, that bitch compact weight. It's compact weight. Them shits ain't light like that, man, like everybody think they is.
No, and he got a Mustang, and he's saying it's 33. He added weight to that motherfucker. He can run that class rate. That's what he did.
Listen, man. I got a cooler in that bitch and everything.
Listen, man. when Big Low used to drive the blue truck, that motherfucker used to go across the scale at 35-60.
We all had to put weight in the motherfucking truck, though.
Man,
35.
Big Low,
yeah,
man,
put no
listen,
weight in
man. Man, listen, bro. When Big Low went across the scale, the truck was 35-60 with him in that motherfucker. That's why we took it there.
Yeah, low fuck. Now you going to tip. Yeah, probably about 400 pounds. Shit.
Low, listen, man. Goddamn Low was 342 at the time. So you subtract 342 from 35-60, and you tell me what you got. That bitch three something. You ain't went to nothing nowhere. So what in the hell is you talking about, bro?
Okay, now your partner say he ain't got. Listen. Your partner say he ain't got nothing in the doors. Probably ain't got shit in the dash.
I can't speak for his truck,
bro.
I can't speak for his truck. That motherfucker still got radio in it, got the speakers in it, all the wires on the dashboard, the AC vents in it, the radio still works, the windows go up and down. What the hell are you talking about?
They roll up windows?
Power at that.
They power a roll up.
Power windows. You can hit the switch and they'll go up and down.
I can't see them trucks being that fucking heavy.
Well, you need
well,
to buy
one, I make that bet with him, me and crew chief. He don't think they that heavy.
Man, all you got to do is buy one.
I'll tell you what I will do,
Kimo.
What?
I'll take the break from your forced induction.
Damn.
Now you need to head up. Let's head up race. We both weigh the same amount.
Now you studying. I'll take the break from your fourth induction.
No. You trying to rob.
How the hell I'm trying to rob? I ain't put my pistol out.
That's what you're doing when you're talking about you going to the break. You know,
if I had my pistol out, then yeah, I was trying to rob. I'll take the break.
Hey, that crew chief, you got your hand on the ass for the break, motherfucker.
You probably got my 40 pounds of boost gonna come on that motherfucker too. So what the fuck?
Man, listen, you got a power out there too, don't you?
Yeah, no, I ain't got 40 pounds of boost.
Damn.
I bet you shooting about 300 shot of nitrous in that bitch up there.
I got 175 on that motherfucker.
Oh man, you ain't gonna tell me exactly what you got on that motherfucker.
Man, listen, bro. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you again.
I got 20 pounds of boost.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I ain't got no boost. I got 175 on the plate, and I'm going to cut on the 22 pill. Now, you do the math.
Man, I don't know nothing about no motherfucking nitrous. All I know is I got 20 pounds of boost, and I'm trying to get to the ace with it.
Well, goddamn me. Well, you leave on 20, and then you cut on 20 more once that bitch get past the 60.
I don't know nothing about that.
Man, that motherfucker.
I don't know what Tony
man,
like.
Listen,
I don't know what
they. Listen, man, you had that motherfucker ride the dots. Man, you hear that bitch leave and ride them dots. And then whenever you hear that shit clean up, man, that shit go to fade. You ain't tricking me with that shit. You give me the break, you damn sure can catch me. I tell you what.
Now, let's gamble. You know. And I hear you boys coming over to Lehman too, man. I hear you on a sneak attack. I got a cousin down there.
Anybody on a fucking sneak attack? Your cousin lied to you. If that's your cousin told you that shit, you need to unfriend him from being your cousin because he told you a goddamn lie. So we is not bringing Nancy from South Florida.
They say crew chief. Crew chief trying to sneak over there to Florida. I mean,
okay.
Mississippi. But I tell you what, you might can get that break out there, that door.
Out the what?
Out that back door, you might can get that break. You gotta give me some time to make up something. Goddamn.
Damn.
Negative, Ghost Rider. If you let me go out the back door, I need the back tie in the break. So I'm going out the back. First off, I don't even know why I'm entertaining that conversation. I ain't never drove that motherfucker 670 feet. So I don't know what the fuck is going
on. You know what, though, now I'm gonna tell you, a motherfucker jumped on here and said, a lot of you boys down south run that quarter. It just y'all ain't man enough to stand up and run the quarter no more. Because y'all started originally with quarter tracks.
Yeah, we got a lot. We had a few quarter tracks down here, but that shit faded out like the wind. because everybody was screaming they want to run the eight. So we adjusted. We adjusted. I just say, win in Rome, do as Romans do. So we adjusted to Rome. You know what I mean? We adjusted to running the eight. So that's what it is.
Man, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don Yates, he asking for a quarter mile race. And when he see Big Low pull away from his ass on the big end, he going to be like, God damn. I promise you, Big Low
pull away from his ass on the top. Y'all going to run in that quarter mile race?
Who? Don
Yates?
Yeah. Don Yates, you got damn right. We'll run him quarter mile. I guarantee we'll run Don Yates. I can't say when. Before 2013 out, we gonna run. We'll run Don Yates quarter mile. We gonna pull away from that bitch. I'm gonna tell you like I told the boys earlier. That shit he doing, we did that shit last year. That shit new and improved, now, buddy.
Well,
man, we don't care about that shit. Man, listen, that little bullshit 60-foot he got on them Willy bars and his big ties and Willy bars, we did that shit last year on 29.
Now, crew chief, you know. Now, if Big Low can run out that back door, why can't you?
Man, listen, Big Low got a 25-2 car.
Hey, I got a stock suspension car with your stock suspension truck.
Listen. Big Low got a 25-2 car that's capable of going the motherfucking speed. I got a stock-ass S10 truck with a hoop in the bitch with no fucking down bars. You think I'm going out the back door? Somebody chasing the motherfucker because he won't action? You got me fucked up. I'm not going out the back door with that shit.
Come on, crew chief. I know you're a better man than that now. I know you're a big man now.
Nah, I'm not going out the back door, bro. You kiss my ass in front of Mason Winnie. I'm not doing
it,
bro.
I might have to kiss your ass if you take me up on that off out there that door and I can't catch you.
Listen, bro. One thing about me, I love life more than anything. I'm not going to play with my life like that. If I had a car that was capable of handling go out the back door if something happened, then I'd do that. But the way that bitch is, I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. You can come and drop the motherfucking $100 million in front of me. I'm not going out the back. Again, what, if something goes wrong,
chief.
I won't even get a chance to spend that shit. No.
You ain't gonna go but
132.
Damn.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to run 132 miles an hour, and it's going to take me 1,320 feet to get there. And if something go wrong at 132 miles an hour, that little bullshit-ass hoop in there is not going to save me.
What kind of car he got, crew chief? He talking about with the turbo run out the back door with.
He got a full car Mustang.
No, I got a turbo Mustang.
You got a turbo Mustang. Okay, single turbo Mustang.
What's that tire you got on it?
29.
With some Willy bars. I said he got Willy bars on it.
You coming to Val
Office? You say what?
Nah, hey, go to bullshit right now, Dirty Red. Hey, go to bullshit right now. He's going to start crying. Go ahead, let us hear it, Kimo.
I will be in Val Office. I mean, if I see something that I think fit people.
Is you coming with your car? Is you coming with the car?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm locked in with DJ Greg. What part y'all understand, crew?
If y'all buy that car, we got to call you. We'll run out the back door, witch.
Oh, I got to see it when I get there. I can't run.
It's a small single turbo car on 28. We'll run out the back door, witch.
All right. Well, we talk when we get down there. I'm not going to lock nothing in. Listen.
Oh,
I'm not going to lock nothing else in. I got three races locked in already. I ain't gonna keep locking in no races.
Why you messing with me?
This for another day, crew chief. This for another day. You know why I'm fucking with you, crew chief? You try to make it like I disrespect Lady A, and I ain't never done that in my life.
I ain't gonna, not long as I'm on this show, I ain't gonna let you do it.
You try to turn that into something else. I said I got to down on crew chief's ass. I don't. Every time I get a chance.
You ain't finna do nothing but get your mind right fucking with me. That's all.
No, I ain't.
Yeah, you will.
You know the definition of insane?
Yeah, that's you for fucking with me.
Yeah. I'm going to keep doing it over and over again until I get your
don't
ass.
Worry. Hard
you know what?
You don't learn.
Hey, listen. I'm going to be like you and Big Low fucking with that gangster boo. Y'all was insane.
Over and over again, he's kicking y'all ass. So if you whoop my ass,
Hey, listen. Ooh, Big Low, Gangsta Boot, Big Low. Ooh, oh wow, I'm so hurt. Ooh,
Listen,
all he did was win a couple of dollars.
Y'all
bro.
Kept going
oh,
back
shit.
And back
Ooh.
And forth. Y'all didn't. Okay, that's
so
what I'm trying to tell you. If you beat me, I'm gonna come right back and back and back again. I'm gonna be insane. That's the definition. To keep
man,
doing
ooh,
the same shit like
deal.
Y'all. Was.
Ooh. Listen, ain't no
hey,
problem,
Chief,
bro.
Hey,
you can get ready for your ass whooping, man. Make it light on yourself,
Yo. Coochie, that right there be hurting you, boy. That hurt you, boy. That motherfucker got that up y'all.
Nah, no, it don't. Man, listen, bro. Gangsta Boo ain't the first person we done lost to, man. We
I think that was the only repetitive person that y'all kept losing to.
Man, listen, bro. One thing about it, if you ever paid attention to our team, we win with a smile and lose with a smile, bro. It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. It don't matter. It ain't nothing but a couple dollars, bro. It's all good. That's what we do this shit for a couple dollars. So ain't no pressure on that.
But listen, hear me out.
It's 2013. The Gangsta Boo hadn't came back out yet. But whenever they bring it back out, they still can make us first on their list.
Y'all first on the list, you said?
They can put us first on the list. It's no pressure, brother.
Oh.
We can be first on their list.
I bet you would want to be first to get one.
Yeah.
Let them get it dialed in. And they can come on.
They where the problem at, sir. All I need you to do is when we do, you just come to the trailer. You come to the U. Come see that U over there, and just drop it off and walk off. You ain't gonna get
yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. If I got the Western Union
like
to you,
nah, don't Western. I want you to give it to me. I want to see the expression on your face when we cut the W on. That's the shit I like to see. That's the shit I like to see better than winning. I like to see that more than a W. I like to see the expression on the motherfucker's face when they handing that
yeah.
cash over. Man, for goddamn. I don't want to hear that shit. See, that's what Daddy Red Keep agreeing with you.
That dirty red keep agreeing with you.
Yeah, that's dirty
I'm listening. Yeah, you better listen, dirty red, because you're crazy ass. You don't know no motherfucker better either. So you insane, too. Keep locking in racing. Don't know when you're going to race.
I do my racing. What you got? What you bringing out here on the CT?
That turbo Mustang.
You don't want to get in there another lock in way for that day?
Yeah, with y'all.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll lock you in for the 16th.
With that green,
with our small block Mustang on 28, we'll lock you in that day.
When I get down there, Dirty Red, when I get down
I'm not talking about when you get down there. I'm talking about now.
Listen, I'm not locking in nothing else, so we ain't going to talk no shit about that. But
who you got locked in that day?
I got Leon. DJ Grant. And
you know what, DJ Grant on the 16th?
On the 16th, what do you mean? No, on the 6th. I mean the 9th.
The 9th. Okay, I'm thinking y'all talking about Hattiesburg right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't coming
that
about Austin then.
We talking about that Austin.
Nah.
That's what we talking about. I'm trying to get a good understanding what Timo talking about.
Nah, I won't be there. I won't be at Valdosta. I ain't even going to tell you about that one.
So, see, that's what the excuses I was talking about. Because the man asked, he said Valdosta on the 16th.
I ain't paying no attention to that man. He would have had me all fucked up if I was to tell you, yeah, lock that in.
You would have came on down there then.
I might would have had to, but I'm glad Crew Chief stopped me.
I ain't stopped you. I just cleared the air so you know you were on the same page.
Maybe
yeah, best understanding is a good understanding.
So, wait a minute. Donnie going to be in Valdosta?
Man, Donnie going over to Lena and Hattiesburg with you, and then he's going to go around and take his ass home and think about, should he go ahead and run T5 or not?
But you know
y'all supposed to come up here, what, in June or July, right?
That's too far away.
Man, whenever, I'm telling, whenever we come up there, we coming. Whenever we supposed to come up there, we'll be there with no pressure. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Whenever we supposed to be there, we'll be there.
They say there's going to be a lot of fire bringing slow song singing when y'all get here.
I can't tell, because last time we was up there, we did y'all ass in.
Yeah, well, a lot of people wasn't ready, man. I don't know. Especially, I wasn't even in town.
That shit going to be like that this year, too, then.
Nah, it ain't.
You going to be in town this time?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That didn't sound too good there, then.
I do a lot of basketball coaching, so.
Hey, Chrissy, that sounds like he tried to miss the last one, then.
Yep.
Nah, man.
Well, you need to call in sick. If y'all ain't got no playoff game or nothing to be going on, you need to call in sick. Tell them you ain't
gonna get it.
They're playing the basketball team to the track.
Nah, man.
Yeah, right.
That's AAU time, so I'd be happy.
You ain't on the motherfucker be running around with AAU, so don't use that for no excuse.
Well, if you did it, motherfucker, you would have been in Vegas when I was out there.
Man, T5 did this shit for how many years? So don't tell me. I know how this shit goes.
I was in Vegas, nigga. I mean, Kimo. You say what? I was in Vegas. Man, what the fuck you just say?
I was in Vegas with
the AAU team. You were just playing with the AAU team.
Okay, well, I ain't nobody beat our team. We won the shit out there. Fly away, baby. That's my AAU team.
When you win? You didn't win last year.
Listen,
you didn't win the 548 this year.
Man, listen, you just asked me was I in Vegas, right? That's what
right.
You were getting at. I was in Vegas.
You weren't. What age would you be?
Okay. Hey, man, I told you, ninth grade. Ninth grade, I stayed at the Wynn Hotel.
Yeah.
I stayed at the Wynn Hotel.
We had 10th graders, and we had the 548. We only had some 10 and unders and 13 and unders. We didn't play ninth graders.
Well, okay, we all need to get your weight up then.
just look up that
now, we don't need to get our weight up.
Okay,
you got that. That's the grade you got. That's the grade you play with.
Okay, well, no problem. What you gonna play with that goddamn Mustang? This ain't no fucking.
Oh,
you know,
I won't play a tune. I'm gonna play a tune.
It's not an AAU show.
Listen,
we talking about drag race. Goddamn it!
I'm gonna play a tune on your ass. You make it to Lehman, crew chief. Nah, with that
team. I tell you what. If you get to Valdos. I'm gonna have a pro charge Mustang sitting over there waiting on your ass with 28s on it in a small block.
Small block?
A small block 28 Mustang. That's gonna go.
You're not the pause in him, man. He paused for a minute.
No,
man.
He didn't. That motherfucker went to talking to somebody. He ain't knocked shit at me.
Talking to you. I'm talking to King Mo.
He ain't knocked nothing at me, motherfucker. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to be in Valdosta.
I can't
stay down there that long.
You better not. Then fly home and fly back, goddammit.
You like that,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah, next excuse. Oh, I ain't going to be gone that long. Okay. Fly home and fly back. Leave the fucking car.
Hey, last time a motherfucker left a car down in Valdosta, one of you sticky finger motherfuckers run off with.
Hey, ain't never one of us sticky fingers, so one thing about it, we don't steal. Everything we do, we pay for it, bro. We ain't stealing the motherfucking thing.
Jeez, they wake up, a motherfucker come out of their hotel, that something is gone. Like, damn.
That's because the motherfucker ain't smart enough to park by cameras and secure their shit the proper way. If they get that motherfucking tracking device and put on their shit, they ain't got to worry about a bitch come hooking up to it and stealing it. Because by the time a bitch try to get into it and actually pull off with the motherfucker, that bitch have so many holes in it, they'll think they motherfucker Swiss cheese with their mama. See, one thing about us,
I got some. I got a few of my partners up here, right? Huh?
I said, one thing about us, I'm going to knock on wood. We ain't had that problem yet. But I promise, a bitch fuck with any one of them trailers and that motherfucker tracking device go off, boy, to God be the glory. I promise you that shit. It's going to be ugly.
You got so many motherfuckers up here right now worried about that shit when they come down here.
Just tell them to sleep in the damn, sleep in there with it then.
Yeah.
If they get it while you in there, that means it meant for them to damn get it. Just let them have it.
Man, if you motherfuckers quit being cheap, if people just quit being cheap and get a tracking device and put on their shit, man, you ain't got that problem to worry about, man. They selling these tracking devices almost, you know what I mean? You got these two people out here selling these tracking devices for these race cars and these trailers and all this stuff. All you got to do is purchase it, bro. I mean, we spend all these thousands and thousands of dollars to go have fun, to make money, to enjoy, but we won't spend a few hundred dollars to protect this shit. Are you serious? Y'all motherfuckers got to be crazy for the ones who don't have it.
I got insurance on my shit.
Man, see, at least you got something. A lot of motherfuckers ain't got that. Motherfuckers ain't got no insurance, no tracking device, no nothing. It's, oh, fuck it, let's go to the track. Oh, I'm going to leave the trailer at the track, unlocked, unsecured, this and that, and expect the bitch to be there in the morning.
Hey, see, but if they come down on the 16, they ain't got to have none of that. I guard that motherfucker for them as long as they get down on the 16.
Hey, only good thing about you, Dirty Red, your shit ain't fast enough for a bitch that bitch want to spit.
That's right. They ain't going to want, man. Shit too slow. They ain't going to want, man.
Oh, man, Dirty Red, man, shit.
They'll take the trailer and leave the truck.
They'll leave that motherfucker. That's a good thing for you.
I would think that far from the track, if they got somebody pull out their facility with your fucking car.
Well, you can't say that's on the track, because if you at the track and the motherfucker tell you park at your own risk, they ain't got security, then
yep.
It's up to you to secure your equipment the best way you know how to. You know what I mean?
Remember, if you know you got a whole lot of motherfuckers coming down, you should invest in some kind of security to leave overnight.
My point, that's my point exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm saying you too, but the track shit too, man. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing about it, tracks don't like to be, you got people that pull a lot of junky stuff. So with that being said, a lot of tracks don't like to be helped. Responsible for that type of stupidity. So a lot of tracks say, you know, park at your own risk, blah, blah, blah. We don't have security. And sometimes when you get to certain tracks, and depending on the type of event that's going on, they may say, well, you know, we don't have security, overnight security. You know what I'm saying? Like for you guys, if y'all travel down to Macon or wherever, you know, something like that, they'll put security in place for you guys to feel comfortable. You know, with leaving your stuff, going to the hotel, getting out and about, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But if you go to some of these other places where they don't really have those super big events or something like that, you know, it's just, hey, it is what it is. You park, you don't. I mean, if you're scared, take it with you. If not, hey, you want to try it, secure your vehicle and go do what you do. I heard they got some.
It's like a guy was telling me today about that tracking device thing. It's damn near like a little bitty pin. You give them your car, they put it in there, and it's a tracking device. You know, some guy that got a nitrous company or something like that.
Man, I don't know, but I think any type of security is better than no security at all. Some type of security. I don't care whether it's a kill switch, alarm. Something. I mean, something is better than absolutely nothing. And then the motherfuckers who don't have no security, they'll park the bitch in the back of a hotel by the dumpster where there ain't no lights and no cameras and expect they shit to be there in the morning. I don't understand that to save my life. But if you think you can park in an alley with no fucking lights and no cameras and think it's going to be there in the morning, you got to be crazy. And that's just me. But some people think that way. Some people think if they hide the bitch around the corner, they all right. If you ain't got no security, you need to park that bitch in the front door of the hotel and pay for VIP parking. I know we done did it plenty. T-5. Me and T-5 done been out of town plenty of times racing Banshees and everything else. And we will park some shit right in front. Oh, you can't park there, man. I'm going to go $200. That bitch going to stay right there. We go upstairs, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? Come on, bro. Y'all got to be, I mean, us as racers, like I said, we spend a lot of money and time, and, you know, we dedicate a lot of time, money, effort into what we do. I mean, a few hundred dollars to get your equipment protected, you know, traceable, you know, for if anything was to happen, you know, to your stuff. I mean, you can pick up the phone or get on the laptop, get on your smartphone and, you know, track your stuff. I was just saying that, you know, I was just telling them how we used to go out of town a lot, you know, racing four-wheelers and, you know, doing different types of stuff. And we would have equipment and we'll park it right in front of the front door of the hotel. You know what I'm saying? They might charge you. They might trip, but you give them a couple hundred, you know, you pay them and they let you ride. You know what I mean? No problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right about that, man. But I tell y'all boys, man, y'all definitely need to put these tracking devices on there. They got alarm that does wonders if y'all need to know, man. They got a tracking device on it. They'll call you if your car moves. You ain't got to come out and look for it and then call it. As soon as the car moves, it's going to call you. It's going to wake you up.
Don't you?
Hmm.
What's that called, T5?
Oh, that's the Viper. Smart tracking device. Viper alarm. You put it on.
Right,
you hook it up to your phone. You hook it up to your email. If you're a hard sleeper, you hook it up to one of your crew. As soon as the car moves, once you get there and put the fence around it, as soon as it moves, it's gonna call you. I promise you, it's gonna call you. It ain't gonna stop ringing until you answer.
And that's not what we think. We telling you what we know. So
I got the Viper alarm.
Well, if you got the Viper alarm, only thing you got to do is add the GPS smart tracking device to it. Ain't going to tell you that, brother, but that's all you really got to do. If you got a real good guy that did on your alarm, he'll tell you. Only thing you got to do is add that piece to it.
Okay.
And if the dude don't give you the information, you get in contact with T5, he got a dude that can get that information to you and exactly what you need. That way, you know, he can get it to you and, you know, get you hooked up with it. But everything he's saying about that alarm is 100% correct.
Yeah, because it hooks up to your smartphone or something, right? I mean, you tell
it hooks up to your smartphone, your email address, it hooks up to everything. But whatever you put it on is going to be 100% tracked. I mean, you ain't got to, nobody has to monitor it. You don't got to tell nobody your code just except yourself. I mean, it's for you. It ain't for nobody else to call you and tell you when it's, you know, when your stuff moving or none of that stuff. It's all, everything is for you.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get on that tomorrow so that bitch be installed when I get there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's what's up. Well, you know, we done ran over our time, and, you know, Lady A got a little one, so I ain't going to hold us up. So while I got everybody on the phone, Lady A, could you bear with me? Could you run through it down real quick? I'm going to go ahead and do final comment. But before we get in the final comment, I got to say it again. We've been talking about it pretty much all the show. My main man, Ronnie Brown, February 16th, not off the Motorsport, South Georgia. South Georgia Motorsports Park is going down real big. Track will be open Friday evening for testing and tuning. We got a G-Body race on the 16th, $5,000 purse, $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 to the runner-up, $500 to the two semifinalists, small truck shootout, $2,000 to the winner, 2,000 to the winner, 500 to the runner up, and 250 for the finalist. I'm not quite sure what the entry fee is on that, whether it's free or not. Don't quote me on that, but whatever it is, it's definitely worth it. That's February
16th. I think it's 75, crew chief. Not mean cut you off.
$75.
I think that's exactly what it was on the 75.
Okay. $75.
I thought I'd seen the interview saying everything was free. That was Ronnie Brown and the other guy doing that race.
Coffee. I might be wrong, but I thought I seen that on there, $75 for the truck.
$75. Well, there you go. I knew it was some money involved in the actual entry fees, but I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't 100% sure on the prices, so I didn't want to give out any false advertisement on the prices. But whatever it is, I mean, a couple dollars, even if it's $100 to shoot at $5,000, I'll pay $100 to get back $5,000 any day of the week. But nevertheless, February 16th, my main man Ronnie Brown and Car Key, they doing their thing. Y'all come check us out. It's gonna be all day grudging. We got the G-Box shootout, small truck shootout, testing and tuning, and a lot of stuff that's just gonna happen just because you got a bunch of people in one spot. It's gonna go down real big. So y'all come check us out. T5, Fast My Gas, Big Low, Baldy, Big Hurt, Stravino's, 187 Gangster. I mean, we're gonna be in the building, man. We come to represent. And you know, South Florida, state, North Florida, Central Florida, y'all stand up. We here, baby. So now with that being said, Lena, Mississippi, we got Big Clark, Big Ken, they got a race, him and Gadget, they got the race going over in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. Post-Doc Joe being Palm Beach, February 2nd, NGRA race. County Line, Bloodline Racing, putting on a race this weekend at County Line, January 27th. That's a Sunday, January 27th, County Line is putting on the race. Bloodline is putting the race on at County Line Dragway, January 27th. Hub City, Fact Tuesday. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, February 10th through the 12th or the 13th. Three or four-day event. Y'all come check it out over to Hattiesburg if y'all able to make it. And right after that, once again, my main man, Ronnie Brown and Car Key, February 16th is going down real big. Everybody going to be there. Everybody, the who's is going to be in the building. So y'all check it out. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into the final comments. So everybody who got their mic open, who long been talking, y'all go ahead and do these final comments real quick so I can let Lady A get that youngin', and hopefully she might be able to turn in a little early tonight. Lady A, you with me? Lady A, she might be with the youngin'.
Yeah, I really don't care, Danny Frucci.
All right, well, it is what it is. And Dirty Red, since you said something, go ahead and give brother your final comment, man.
Oh, it's 2013. Good night.
All right, for sure. Kimo, talk to me.
Oh, man, when everybody go down there, I just want everybody to have a safe trip down there and make it back home safely.
Okay, no problem. Mr. Larry, is you there, Mr. Larry? Mr. Larry might be gone. Let me see. Baby boy, you still on? Okay, anybody's on besides T5? Anybody on besides T5?
Yeah.
Okay, who that is? Who we talking to?
Talking to Big Firm out of Chatham.
Big who?
Big Firm.
Big Firm out of Chatham.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? Talk to me.
Oh, nothing, man. I've just been listening, man. I just can't wait for you to get here because I'm down on your ass. I can't wait.
Hey,
I've been listening to that mouth of yours. Your mouth better price faster than your truck.
Man, don't worry about it. You ain't got that to worry about.
I just can't wait. I've just been sitting back listening. The first time I caught you, I heard you listening to Donnie A. Just so you know, Donnie A. sit on 29. Now, that's it. You ain't on the Willie Bob's and all that shit you running your mouth at ain't nothing.
Man,
I
he's
can't
still
wait
sleep.
To see you in Chicago.
Don't you still asleep, man.
That's all right. I can't wait to see your ass in Chicago. I ain't worried about Donnie. I'm talking about your ass.
Don't worry about it. I hope you got something for me when I get there.
Oh, I got something for you.
I hope Big Perm got something for me. You got a small block on 28th Nitrous? Man, I don't give a damn box.
Nah, I got a small block.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 40.
What you on, Big Perm? What wheels you on? What high heels you on, man?
I'm on 28th, man. You know you out of Detroit. I ain't gonna side with you on this show. I got you too.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't got you, Kimo. I'm gonna fuck with you guys. You know I'm a G body man, so I'm gonna fuck with your guys.
Hey, Big Perm.
Mm-hmm.
You got turbo? You got turbo pro charger? What?
Yeah, I got a car.
Man, oh, here you go. You got down. I know you up there with Colette because your brain ain't wasn't too good right now. But I tell
I
you
got
what,
a good brain,
you, hold on. I tell you what, I got something for you because you got a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 28s, right? Because we ain't gonna talk about the motor. You on 28s, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Stock suspension.
Yes, sir.
You stock suspension on 28?
Yes, sir.
With no
Man, you know, we don't play Willie Bob's here in Chicago either, but, you know, I know
okay,
you think
I
we
tell
do.
You what, I tell you what, if you get your ass to goddamn Vought Officer on the 16th, I'm going to have a Mustang go
man,
down
I
on
ain't
your
gonna go down. I ain't going to make it down now. I tell you straight out
okay.
like that, I ain't make it
okay,
down.
Okay, I appreciate
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to wait on you.
I know. Don't worry.
Big Perm, you ain't coming? You going to do a little traveling?
Yeah, you know I am. I'm coming to Lena. You know, I'm still in the garage, so I don't be saying much. I just sit back and listen. I just told Crucci, well, I just can't wait for his ass to come to Chicago. I'll be out the garage by then.
Man, when you get out there to Chicago, all you got to do with your fourth induction car is turn me loose and fuck you.
You might get it. I won't. Other than that, I'm going to say you need to quit crying and get your motherfucker, put some more nitrous on that bitch.
Man, don't worry about it. You turn me loose.
I
don't care
about
it.
Don't worry
you
about
turn
it.
Me
don't
loose.
Don't worry
about
it. I get so tired of you motherfuckers crying about force induction. Put some more nitrous on y'all goddamn car.
No, I ain't got to do that. I just get a force induction car to sit right beside you, bro. We got them in the camp, too.
If you quit
drawing your force induction car on a nitrous car, I won't have to cry.
If you quit drawing your fourth induction car on my nitrous car,
I won't have to cry. You see what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is, bro, you built your car, I feel bad. You built your shit to race, I feel my shit to race. Get the fuck down, quit crying about all that.
When you get a nitrous car,
I ain't got nothing to cry about.
I'm gonna be signed Strangler. I got a crew too. We got some nitrous cars.
Yeah, you get a small block on 28 with some nitrous.
I got a small block.
Come on, with no Willie Bob.
Hold
come
on. We got that.
Okay, well, I ain't got nothing to cry about.
Nah, you ain't got nothing to cry about.
Okay. So now
I want them to want you.
Okay.
I don't want them to want you.
I'll see you when I get up that way. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, you will. No,
okay.
Look for Big Perm when you get here.
Big Perm, I ain't got no problem, Big Perm. I'll never forget that name, as long as all the days of my life, Big Perm.
I'm sure you won't, brother.
Okay.
I'm sure you won't. You're going to dream about this name after you leave here.
I ain't going to dream about it now, man. I ain't going to never dream about a man in my life.
I said the name, brother. I ain't saying me. I said the name.
I ain't going to dream about the name neither.
When the race is,
Crew Chief? Man, I don't know when the race is. I don't give a damn when it is. Whenever it is, I'm going.
Y'all ain't bringing that car down to Lima or he's about awesome.
Nah, man, that car's in the garage. I'm just sitting back, man. I just get tired of that man's mouth so fast and faster than the car.
Hey, that man, Dirty Red. That man microphone racing right now. He microphone racing.
You know it.
I ain't got to see the way he microphone racing right now, man.
Right, that's why I'm shutting my mouth.
You trying to call that man a phone gangster?
Nah, he a telephone gangster, man. You ain't hear that big shit he told me? Down on my ass I go, all this, all that. That man cost them the shop, man. That man microphone racing right now, man. It's all good, man. He got that R. Kelly syndrome. I wish.
Just get your ass here. That's all I can tell you.
No problem, man. No problem. Hey, nice hearing from you, though, Big Prime. I didn't even know who you
were.
You hit the one, but
I enjoy your show, brother. But your mouth is real fast.
Damn. Hey, it got to be, man. There be some fast guys on the show, so I got to do my thing, though. But I appreciate the support, though, brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And I do look forward to meeting you when I get up that way, Big
Fine. Yes, sir. All right, brother. Sure. I'll be looking for you. You know I will. I'm be looking for
you. Okay, well, while I got you on, man, you want to give a final comment? So I'm going to go ahead and end the show. So, ladies,
not at all, man. I'll just be safe, man, in these cars this weekend. Y'all just be safe.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. All right. Now, anybody else on the phone that didn't do a final comment besides T5 and Lady A, speak up now or forever hold your peace. Okay, now with that being said, ain't nobody else said nothing. T5, talk to me.
What's up, brother?
Man, we doing a final comment, dog. We're going to go ahead and wrap the show up. I done ran over Lady A. You know, I done ran over time, and I know Lady A, she got a youngin', so.
Yeah,
I got to
do. Only thing I can tell y'all is, like I told y'all before, y'all get ready. 2013. And tell Don Ye, we definitely going to dance.
y'all going to get out with Don Ye, believe that.
Man, listen, I wish you would have came on last year when he was talking all that shit and ain't show up. And then in the
after
the phone.
I tried, man, but I couldn't get it together. I tried to be there when y'all got here, man. My shit just wouldn't get together. Wouldn't work for me.
We going to beat Don Ye to sleep, man.
I want to see that.
Man, listen.
We're going to make y'all believe in the youth. We're going to make y'all believe in the youth.
Believe it.
Now, you know you better watch what you say. Now, last time you got on TV talking about the mother has your mother, whatever, and mother fuck you. DJ Green got fucked up.
Man, listen, man. DJ Green gonna put space in front of you.
Bring Big Low, bring all the motherfuckers. Bring them all. Put them all on. Bring them out there. I heard it.
Who said that?
Don Ye, I've been waiting on him to call. Cause you, why you don't
man,
never call him on Thursday?
Don Ye,
you talk all that shit, but you don't never call him.
Who?
You.
Call who on Thursday?
Talking all that shit, but you don't call him on Thursday. You don't call in on that show on Thursday.
Listen,
he's there
man,
on
listen,
Thursday.
Man.
Call in on
Ben's
show. He said
you
don't
call. Y'all got my number. Y'all call me on Thursday. Y'all call me on Thursday. Talking about when the show on, cause our time,
you
y'all
when
time,
the show come on.
Y'all, the time's different, bro. I did that shit one time, and the motherfucker told me the show ain't come on for another hour and some change. Yo, what the fuck?
No, Thursday, crew chief, they come on at 6 o'clock, man, but it's 6 o'clock our time. It's 6 o'clock.
Okay, so what it is our time? My time down here.
So what time
six
is o'clock, it's 5 o'clock their time. I'm on Detroit time and Florida time the same time. So it's 6 o'clock our time, but it's 5 o'clock daytime.
Okay, so 5 o'clock. Okay.
No. Crew chief, it's 6 o'clock our time.
Okay, 6 o'clock. So at my time, it'd be 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think I called, it was like 8. I think it was like 8 or 8:30 I tried to call.
Nah, he's gone off by then.
I didn't know when to call in, so that's why my man over here talking about why I didn't call into the show.
I'll just be waiting to get you call in, man.
Hey, well, don't worry about
Thursday
it. Not that I know, but, man, one thing about it, man, That shit Donye just getting around to doing, we did that shit last year.
People do what's working for them, though. People do what's working for them.
Well,
you know,
need more than that.
That's what you do.
You're going to need more than that.
I'm going to see.
All you got to do is bet with that motherfucker. And you're going to be
You already know that.
Don't worry about it.
Win or lose, I'm betting with Chicago kid. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Don't worry. Hey, that's what I like to hear, brother. That's just what I like to hear.
Yes,
but Donye, y'all hero, Donye, he on bar time, man. And when we leave that motherfucker, he's going to be on suicide watch.
Oh, nah, hell nah, man. Donye been wasting too long to do all that, man.
Man, shit me.
You ain't going to do nothing make that man go spend some more money and come see you again.
Man, shit, he ain't the one spending money.
I don't believe he's going to have to do that right now, though.
You talking about that red nigga with the black front end?
Yeah.
You got damn right.
I don't believe he's going to have to do that.
No.
You've been talking that shit because you hear about them Willie bars. Hey, Big Perm. Don't get out on your ass, too.
Yes, sir, Perm.
I heard, well, maybe I need to ask you this on B's show, but I'll ask you tomorrow on B's show.
Yeah, ask you tomorrow on B's show because I got to get Lady A off the phone tonight, man.
Okay,
I'll
be
young,
cool,
man. T5.
Yo.
Man, you know bullshit when we hear it, right?
Yeah, and it always comes from that some of that shit from the Windy City.
Yeah, man. Hey, them boys up there with them motherfucking pom-poms on and shit. Come out, Donye, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. The fuck out of here, man.
You must be at the bottom of the pyramid for Big Low, nigga. You got to be at the bottom of the pyramid.
I ain't at the bottom of the pyramid.
He said, what happened there?
And they paying you too much to think.
No, they ain't paying me. Hey, this is what I do. I do this shit on a regular.
They paying you too much, bro.
All day.
Don't worry about it.
They paying me good enough to come break y'all motherfuckers with that red regal. That's what they do.
I'm going to see.
Yeah, you right. We going to see. And be disappointed right along with that motherfucker, too.
I'm going to see.
Like I say. Man, we could tongue wrestle all right, man. I'm trying to help my Lady A get back to her youngin. So y'all please bear with me until tomorrow. We can finish this conversation tomorrow. Y'all call me 954-852-9321. Chemo, did you get that, Chemo?
Nah, I ain't get it, man. Lady A got the number.
Listen, 954-856-9321. That's Crew Chief. Y'all hit me up. I'm going to say it again, 954-856-9321. That's my personal phone number. Call me when y'all need me on the show. I do this shit for fun all day long. So I ain't going to hold Lady A up. She got to get back there youngin. And I'm pretty sure he about getting ready to wake up for a snack or something like that or another. Or it's got to be burst or something. So I'm not going to hold the show up and keep on pushing, you know, when I got people need, got other things that's more important than what we got going on. So with that being said.
One more time, that number, though.
954-856-9321.
I
answer my phone pretty much anytime you call it. If I don't answer the phone, I will call you back. So, you know, no question. So y'all hit me up at any given time. T5, we're going to try to do this thing one more time, T5. Final comment so I can get Lady A off the phone. T5 might have dropped off. T5.
Yeah, T5 gone, man.
T5 had to drop off. Lady A.
All right, Crew Chief, get on the mile or something, man.
Okay, no problem. I got to get Lady A. Lady A, are you here? She got her phone on mute. She awake. Hope she ain't fell asleep on me. Lady A, are you there? Lady A. All right, well, with that being said, fellas, February 16th, my main man, Ronnie Brown, we're going to do the damn thing. February 9th, we're going over to Lena, Mississippi for Big King, Gadget, Big Clark. For the 10th, we got the banquet, we got the Grudge Inc. banquet. We got a Grudge Inc. banquet going on the 10th. Then we got the Grudge Inc. banquet is going to be in Hattiesburg. Y'all come out, watch these Grudge races, receive the awards for all their great accomplishments in the 2012 season. You don't have to be a Grudge Inc. member to attend. Just come out and like fellowship, rub elbows, be entertained for the night, do a little trash talking. And, you know, just get ready to set the mood for the rest of your weekend over there at the Fat Tuesday. So y'all come check us out, Grudge Inc. It's a Grudge Inc. Event. You don't have to be a Grudge Inc. member to attend the event. Any and everybody is welcome to the event. So y'all come check us out. There will be a $40 admission into the event. Per person, for those who want to come out and fellowship with us, have a good time and enjoy the evening with Grudge Inc. as we give out these great awards to our fellow racers. So with that being said, that's going down this weekend, County Line Dragway, January 27th, Bloodline Racing. They're doing a real big at County Line Dragway this weekend. February 2nd, Post-Op Joe, Palm Beach International Raceway is going down big. Mike Stravino going up against Mr. Five Speed, 187 Gangster. And Mr. Five Speed going to bump heads down here in Palm Beach, Florida, at Palm Beach International Raceway. T5, Big Low, Tony Vines, Fast by Gas, Big Hurt, Strawbridge Boys. I mean, you name them, I mean, it's going down. They say Big Sex is supposed to be in the building. Purple Rain, I mean, they coming. I mean, everybody coming. They coming to show up and show out. So y'all come check us out in Palm Beach International Raceway, February 2nd, February 9th, Lena, Mississippi, the 10th. We got the Grudge Inc. Banquet. Hattiesburg, Fat Tuesday begins on the 10th. The 16th, my main man, Ronnie Brown. So, I mean, we got action packed. If you can't get your man from the 27th through the 16th, you ain't want to race anyway. So, with that being said, I'm not going to hold up the show any longer. Lady A, did you get back with me yet? Lady A must be gone for the night. She must be mad at me, y'all. So, with that being said, I'm not going to hold the show up any longer. Good night. Enjoy it, everybody. Until next week this time, y'all be blessed and enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Good night, fellas.
Good night.
For sure.